B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Mother's Day was messed up because of that Simmons. Mother's Day was a mother Father Day. Oh, baby. What an incredible weekend. All thanks to the Phantom of the Process coming back. Mask. Looking incredible. And just his presence. Just his presence alone, you saw it. You saw it was a different team. Friday night, he gets the win. They come out, Maximus. Friday night, he's incredible, right? Didn't score the first half, and then he pulls out 21. And he helps to win it all, win the game, which was a huge one, right? Huge. Because it gets you back into the game. Danny Green was out of his mind Friday night, 7-3, splash, Spiro, splash. He was splashing all night. And then last night, on a day that we love the mothers, yes, it was James Harden in the fourth quarter who drank from our fountain of youth. Oh, boy, did he look spry. Boy, did the shot look great. The legs were back. He was just incredible. Big man, of course, helps everything out, sets the tone. First quarter, unstoppable. And then Miami has to adjust. Miami's got to throw everything at him, beast. And that leaves everybody else open. Tobias with another clutch three, right? And then there was even the Niang with a couple of nice baskets, but it was the story of the beard. James Harden looking like the James Harden that we expected. He was incredible. Spry, beating his man off the dribble, right? Step back. Oh, man, bottom. He was the man of the bottom, as McGinnis would say. Bottom all night. That fourth quarter, he was unguardable, and he was feeling it, too. You saw it. He had a lot of giddy up. Giddy up. He was feeling incredible. What a fourth quarter performance, and any kind of comeback was just stamped out. Heat had nothing. And now it's tied. It's tied going back to Miami. Sixers got all the momentum in the world right now. It's like we said Friday that he was going to play and that if he played, it changes everything. Joel Embiid, his presence alone changes how the Heat have to guard. You saw all of a sudden, Bam looks like Bam Bam from the Flintstones. It looks like a toddler next to the mighty and beast. There's no more Bam Bam, right? No more Bam dominating the middle. not with the beast in the middle. And there he was on the floor Friday night. And that his presence, man, it just lifts everybody. It creates the space. Maximus was able to create and attack the rim. Attack, attack, attack. Foul trouble all night. Friday night, foul trouble all night. Mother's Day night last night. That's what it was all about. And it's all because of the Embiid. All because of Joel Embiid's presence. And that's how this team is built. And now they have the momentum going into Miami tomorrow night, game five. It's a three-game series. That's it. They are, and they have all the momentum in the world. How are they going to be able to clash with the Embiid? How can they haven't beat them? We said you haven't beat them yet. So they're going to have to figure out a way to attack us and the Embiid. Now, the other thing, too, is you look at the Sixers' defense and harassing the Miami shooters. Miami has not shot the ball well. You see, that's what happens. He makes a difference both offensively and defensively. He's in the game defensively. You see what happens as a rim protector. All of a sudden, you know, all those rolls to the rim are blocked, extinguished, roadblocks up. And that is shooters are having trouble. What happened to Tyler Hero? Trying to play hero ball, fouled to play hero ball. Max Strus, he's got nothing. All their shooters have been quiet. And it goes back down to Tuesday. We got best of three. And they are very, very much alive. And as long as the big man's there with that heroic performance, wearing the mask, oh, my God, it's just priceless. It's priceless, the phantom of the process. My Lord, I need it again. Judas, play it. Play it.
So I'm going to take you back earlier this season, because I listened to you, as I should, you know, to the show. You always said how this year was kind of biblical because of the Embiid and Simmons brotherly breakup.
Yes.
Well, in the third game, he had risen. Instead of the third day, it was the third game for Joel Embiid. And I'll also say that I'm born again, man. I was in a bad way Friday.
Yeah.
I was in a bad way. And they shut me up these last two games, which I love every second of it. And it, all of a sudden,
let me tell you something, dude. You are to never, ever doubt me again.
Oh, I never did.
Yes, you did.
Why?
All day Friday.
I needed to see him play first.
All day Friday. Who told you that he was going to play?
You.
Who
and
told
I
you that? Who told you that?
I needed to see him on the court.
When he played, that what it was going to be like when he played because of his presence.
Yes.
Just heed my words.
I got you.
I don't want to ever hear any doubt. And you did doubt. I don't want to hear any of that nonsense.
I thought they would split.
You were a freaking miserable Friday.
I was.
And I don't want to hear none of it.
I was in a bad place.
All right? And I tried to lead you. So I don't want to hear any of it.
Sometimes
I want you to be in your place. All right? And I want you to just play the song.
Play the song. Got it. That's what I'll do.
Now do it.
I can't really do it here.
Well, it's called
Theater of the Mind. It's a good thing they weren't teeing off at the beginning of the show.
Listen, it's their fault for having us out of here a day after the Sixers win. So I'm
even
sorry.
Even the series at two games apiece.
Where's the copy?
Right here.
Because we are live. We love our Montgomery Golf. We love it.
Yeah,
we
do a tremendous
love it.
Job.
We love it. We love it. And today we're broadcasting live from the annual Travel Rally Day and Monco Golf Classic at the Green Valley Country Club in Lafayette Hill, presented by the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. And we love them, and they're a great partner with the station. It's a beautiful, sunny day, not a cloud in the sky here at this lovely golf course. And I'm sorry, but this is it. Day after Sixers.
It's going to be a fun day, man.
I'm not. There's no whispers.
No, there's no hello, friends.
I told you earlier, I'm not Nance today. I'm Gus Johnson.
Yes.
All right. So that's that.
No, that's all we got. This is awesome, man. What an incredible weekend. And the Sixers, even the series back up at two. And now you said it, it's a best of three from here on out. And I know Miami has home court, but what is home court Miami? The 10 fans that show up at tip-off? Like, nobody's there. And with Embiid coming, all of a sudden, it's totally different.
Yes. Yes. It's completely different when you have the Embiid. Again, it changes all the matchups, all the I tell you all the time about spacing and how spacing is the key to all sports. You know, whether it was DeSean Jackson running through a cover two and able to create that space where teams have to be able to play you honestly, which open things up. It's all about space. And having the big man on the board, on the floor, is able to just create all the space in the world. He contends shots. He rebounds. Look how much better that they looked yesterday, over the weekend.
Yeah.
With just on the glass. Remember how bad it was. And it makes sense. I mean, you take out the one of the best players in the league, top three player in the league, should have been MVP. And, of course, the Joker wins it today.
It's just stupid.
Bleep that award. It's a trash. It doesn't mean anything. As you can see, it's meaningless. And my apologies, because I was told on Friday that he was going to win it. And I was like, really? And I even showed you the text.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not the case. So I deem it a trash award.
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything, this MVP, because we know the truth. They just, again, they don't like us. They don't want us to win anything. They don't want us to win the title. They don't want Joel to win the MVP.
Oh, you know the league's terrified right now.
That's it.
That they come back.
That's right.
And even the series.
And they storm back.
And I love...
like a force.
You know, I'm going to reach out to our man Kendrick Perkins, who's a friend of the Lond of Philadelphia. He was saying, you know, man, it must suck being one of those people that didn't vote for Embiid after seeing what's happened the last two games.
You're a fool.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They desperately need him.
As Charles Barkley said.
And it's not like, oh, when he plays, they get swept in the first round like the Nuggets did. No, he comes back, they win two games.
Yes.
And now we have a new series, and there's a chance they can get to the Eastern Conference Finals against teams that are banged up right now. Tatum's banged up with the wrist. Obviously, Chris Middleton's banged up for the Bucks. Like, all of a sudden, we talked about it, what, after game two or three of the Raptors series, that the title hopes were alive again. And then, of course, they lost games four and five.
The chip is back on the table.
Yeah.
It's back on the table. That's what this whole thing means. What it means is it's back. And that's all about him. You can leave it there, love. Yeah, that's fine. Well, it's all right.
I'll hold it up.
Put it on Trudis' forehead.
Yes.
That's his penance for a non-believer. He can wear it, or he can wear the big clock.
What do I have to do with the walk around the golf course today?
Yes, with the clock on your forehead.
I'll do that. It's a nice golf course. It's beautiful.
It is.
I'll go for a stroll.
It is.
It looks like it goes out like 5 miles, too.
Yeah.
It's a long course, man.
Yeah. 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 It is. It's beautiful.
Can I drive the cart around?
No.
Damn
you
it.
Have to walk.
All right.
Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
That's awesome.
Shame.
I gotta tell you, though, you'd be like Flavor Flav at the clock,
yeah,
right on your forehead. Like, just, I'm gonna thumbtack it right
good
in your forehead.
Good. Please.
It was just the sizzling. The building was wild.
Oh,
everybody
God, yeah,
was wild.
And it was coming through the TV, man.
Yeah.
It was strong. And one of the things I thought was so cool, when the song started playing, there was about, I think the Sixers still, they were going to get a shot clock violation, obviously. So there were still like 12 seconds left. And you just heard how the crowd just got even louder when the song started playing inside the Wells Fargo Center. It was like, yep, this series is tied. It's back. We have a new series, and now we get to go to Miami. And this week's going to be awesome. You and I were talking about it on the drive over here.
Yep.
You know, today's reaction day. Tomorrow's game day. Wednesday, reaction day. Thursday, game day. It's going to be a lot of fun
all week long. Is why we love, you know, this whole setup, and why the NBA playoffs is such a blast, because it provides this amazing run, right? Like, you got a whole week to look forward to. A whole week. Now, and again, the beauty of where the series sits is that Miami's the one that needs to come up with how to come combat Embiid. They haven't figured that out. Now, Spoelstra's a really good coach, mm-hmm, but we said all along that if Embiid is playing we like the matchup with Miami because the matchup with Miami is no one can guard him. And you see it. Bam is really a whimper when Embiid's on the floor. He can't do anything against Embiid. So Embiid dictates all that, and now the adjustment is in Spoelstra's lap and how to combat it. They tried to play a little thug ball, right? That didn't really work.
No.
So they couldn't do that. Their shooters have been wretched. So
Lowry's clearly banged up.
I mean, he's limping everything.
Yeah.
Look, you know, you watch him go. God bless him. You watch him go, and that hamstring, he's gimping up and down the floor. And it's severely hurting his shot. But the big thing last night, Junis, the big story last night was Harden.
Yeah.
Because, and we have a guy, Joseph, talk about a biblical name, Joseph, who got us the Fountain of Youth from St. Augustine, Florida.
That was awesome.
He got us the bottle of fountain water, real water, from the Fountain of Youth in St. Augustine, Florida. He shipped it up, all right? And we got it to James. We got it to the Beard. And you look at it, and last night, the Fountain of Youth water took effect.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was incredible. 16 points in the fourth quarter, and he looked like old James Harden. Or
he looked
younger,
unstoppable.
James Harden, right? Like
the step back three.
They shot. And it was great. There was the one time he was one-on-one with Bam Adebayo, and one of the things that we saw toward the end of the regular season, it didn't matter who was guarding him. He couldn't get past anybody, right? He couldn't get by anyone, and Bam had him one-on-one, and he blew right past him and laid it in.
And you saw his legs were... where they had jumping, they had life to them, because you could see even the way he's kind of, the way he was yo-yoing the basketball, he was yo-yoing the ball like he knew he could beat you, and he had confidence in his shot, all day. And you know, his shot's interesting, right? Because it's like a homing pigeon, right? Like a homing pigeon, where the ball goes, it's not a high arc.
Yes.
It's almost a line drive.
Yeah.
And it's like a homing pigeon goes direct path to the basket. And it was splash. I mean, it wasn't no rim, right? It was just I hate to say this,
splash,
the Spiro splash, but it was. There was no rim involved. It was pure. It was, as our guy would say, bottom. And it, you know, listen, Harden's a man of the bottom.
Yes.
We know that.
Yes, he is.
Right. So it was bottom all night in that fourth quarter. We love the bottom.
Yes.
All right.
I'll take Spiro saying splash if it means the Sixers are hitting threes and they win.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, I'll deal with it. Deal with the splash.
I'd rather not deal with Grant Hill, but that's all right.
Oh, my God. Dude, he stinks, too.
I know.
Where do they get these guys?
I know.
Oh, you want to work? Okay. Here.
Well, T. Hill's royalty,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know, but he is.
But he doesn't pay attention to the
game. No, absolutely not.
You can
not.
See he's never watched Sixer game ever.
No, absolutely not.
We hear him the first four games of the series. My Lord. Gee, oh, come on, man. Mix a little basketball with your royalty there. But it was an amazing night, a beautiful night. It was a night. And by the way, that performance last night just got Harden paid. You know that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that just got him.
He's got the deal.
That just got him paid. Look, I can still do this. So here's the deal. We are live, like I said. Hanging out here, what a day, at the annual Travel Rally Day and Montco Golf Classic at the Green Valley Country Club in lovely Lafayette Hill. It's beautiful here, presented by the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. It's a beautiful, cloudless day, right? Luminous sunshine. So we're hanging out. It feels good across the Delaware Valley, and it's all about the Sixers and the title hopes that Chip Remain is back, I should say, on the table. And look, no guests today. I don't want to clutter it up. All right? Well, I'll get legs tomorrow, and today it's just us.
Even though it was the good omen that he didn't come on Friday.
So don't make him out to be a mush. I need the basketball conversation. All right, please. now you're gonna put that out there.
All right, I'll take
come
it back.
Come on, man, take that back, dude.
Really?
It's not smart. All right. We will. We got lots to get to as we hang out, and it's all us, all right? So I can't wait to talk to you guys on this glorious Monday across the Delaware Valley. Hey, let me tell you about Meineke, because as Meineke celebrates 50 years of service and trust at a time when we need them the most, when our vehicles are so precious, right? Inventory is such at a premium. You can head to Meineke for 50% off brake pads and shoes. And right now, receive $10 off any full synthetic oil change. That comes with a free tire rotation. Check engine light on, not a problem. Head to Meineke for a free check engine scan. Meineke does it all. Exhaust systems and steering and suspension. Oil changes, tires and wheels. Family vacation is going to be here sooner than you think. Head to Meineke for a complimentary AC check, a vehicle safety inspection. Meineke for all of your auto repair needs.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The Fanatic.
Presented by the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. What a day across the Delaware Valley after a weekend of record-setting rains, right? And it's cold and chill. We finally get a sunny day, and it really is. It's apropos of what transpired over the weekend. Friday night, life yesterday was the great evener. As I'll tell you, I marvel at Embiid. I do. Again, it all revolves around him. I keep using the analogy of the sun, but that's what he is. He's the sun, and you see it. When the sun is vibrant, look up, right? Everything looks better. Everything feels better. The planets come back to life when the sun is strong and vibrant.
You know what really stood out yesterday? And this was a concern of mine and yours and a lot of people's when number 2-5 was no longer playing for the Sixers, was who's going to be able to provide that entry pass to Joel Embiid. And obviously James Harden is a true legit point guard who can make that pass. But yesterday there were a couple of them from Maxey, a couple from Harris.
Well, he had the alley-oop.
Tobias. Yeah, at the end, which is Maxey's, incredible.
You know, you got to love him.
But the way they fed Embiid, it was like in the first and second quarter was perfect. And he got great positioning on Adebayo all game long, man.
It was interesting because he had the big first quarter and the second quarter.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, time for Harden to kind of step up a little bit in the fourth quarter. It was all Harden.
And then he sprinkled in the threes, like Danny Green had a couple, yeah. Niang had a couple.
Niang actually had a drive, yeah. Which I was like in the fourth quarter. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Tom is in Alabama to get it started. Tommy.
Yo, and how you making out?
We're making out great, Tom. How you making out?
Doing phenomenal, brother. What a game, baby. And Friday night, you're never going to believe, man. I can't even get in the damn bar, and this broad hawks me down in the parking lot. She said, ain't you that Italian cat from South Philadelphia talking to that other Italian cat from South Philadelphia? I said, yeah, let's get this picture of this selfie girl. I got to get in this bar and bring the time. She says, I don't want no picture, Aunt, and I don't want no damn selfie. I want the whole roll. I want to ride the time from Alabama experience. What am I supposed to do? You know what I'm saying, Aunt?
Wait a second.
All right.
So Friday night, you have a girl that's thrown herself at you, and you either go watch the game or you go with the girl. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's what you're hearing. That's exactly what you're hearing.
I went
with the girl, and we kind of watched.
Well,
the
you
game.
Did the what would James Harden do? I respect that.
I don't know, but I need him to send some of that fountain of youth water down here. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Well, did you watch yesterday?
Yeah, man, I'll tell you, like you said, Harden stepped up. A couple of them no-look passes. Like, you know, Miami, like I said from the beginning, they're a one seed, but they're not really that good. I mean, really, it ends with Jimmy Butler as far as the scoring. And Embiid, I mean, the Sixers are on a road to nowhere without him. Truly, they're so fortunate. And then, you know, he brings so much to the table. I noticed, though, something that kind of disturbed me a little bit is the Sixers were getting points down low. And this three-point line is like an addiction to these guys, man. I personally think they need to move that thing back about a half a foot or a foot, man.
Because yeah, I mean, I hear you, but that's for another time. Like, I don't, you know, I mean, we could talk about that at any time. Tommy, good stuff, buddy. But, like, you know.
Hope
it
went well Friday night.
There you go. Look, Tommy got lucky three times, right? Twice at the Sixers and once at the club.
All right.
But, you know, listen, I thought their offense, again, when Embiid, they swarm Embiid, it goes back to the, all right, well, who's going to step up, right? Friday night, Danny Green was unconscious Friday night. Unconscious, right? I mean, seven threes, Andrew, seven threes. Just all night, pure bang, 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 bang. And then last night, again, yeah, plus you had Maxey with 21 in the second half. And then last night, Harden was able to do it. So when you have him, all you need, and this is the great recipe, we've seen Tobias do it against Toronto. We've seen one other or two other guys step up, and that's why this team is so good and can win it all.
Yeah, I mean, this team is, we always talk about the depth in terms of bench not being deep, but I'd argue that this starting four, when healthy, is better than any other starting four. Like, obviously, Giannis, Middleton, Holiday's great, but then who's their fourth, right? Like, Maxey, Embiid, Harden, and Harris. That's pretty damn good, man. And then when you can get coupled that with Danny Green, who's in threes now.
Right, as long as Embiid's healthy, that's, you know, that's the obvious. But I'll tell you the other thing, too, is how about it was a strange weekend, too. Matisse hit a couple threes.
Yeah, he
I
did.
Was like, early on, he actually had a little something, which is great to see.
And he cut a few times at the basket last night.
And he got a couple
easy dunks.
He did.
And which is what we wanted to see when he was in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
When Harden first came here. And you saw it because they kind of force-fed
right.
him in early
Toronto
in the game.
Series and the vaccine screwed
maybe
him
that,
up.
Maybe that, yeah, might have been it.
It screwed him up.
And Tyrone made a good point the other day saying, you know, this is a guy that's been loved, right? And it's the first time he probably faced any sort of adversity. Even though he had no offensive game, he was still beloved
yes.
in the city.
Yeah.
And then he lost, you know, half of a fan base.
Yep. Let's go to Frank. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Hello, Frank. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, this thing's not working. Hey, do me a favor. Push up Frank for me.
Yo, Cuz.
Thanks. Frankie!
Yo, Cuz, what's up, man?
How you feeling, Frank?
I'm feeling great, baby. You and Tunis keep doing your thing, cuz you ain't know you my brother from another mother, man. yeah, get that right off. I love y'all show. Listen every day. Listen, man, I'm not a betting man, but I already knew the Sixers were going to even that thing up. I'm like, what is everybody acting all frantic for, man? If I was betting, but I'm not a betting man. They winning without our best player. Come on, man. So look what we did, look how we're going to do, and look what we're going to keep on doing. We're going to keep on bringing out that can of you know what, baby.
That's right, Frankie. That's right. And, you know, when you look at the matchup now, and look, God bless Jimmy Butler. He's a great player, right?
But that's right.
They don't have enough to combat the Sixers. I don't think, again, you know, especially if you look, Hero, man, Hero's struggling.
You can see it.
You can see him struggling, and without him, forget about it. Lowry going one leg.
Jimmy talking about, oh yeah, we want to play him with the best player. That's all lip service from them guys. Oh, we want to play him with the best, with their best player. That's lip service, man. You got to read between
right,
the lines
Frank.
On that.
That's
stuff.
Right, Frank.
All lip service. Sixers all the way, baby.
I love it, Frankie. Come on, tell Tunis what to do.
Tunis, play a song, baby.
That's it. Right away, Frank. Wallace! Hello, Wallace!
Hey, yo, cuz. Yo, Tunis. What's going on,
fellas? What is it, baby?
Man, I'm riding around St. Aug trying to give me a sip of that Fountain of Youth.
How about it, man? Yo, did you meet up? You got to meet up with Joseph. Got to meet up, man.
Yeah, we definitely got to work something out with that.
You got to go watch the finals together.
Oh, definitely. That definitely sounds like a move, man. But, I mean, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good and I'm feeling mean. And I put those two words together because Harden, he played with great emotion last night.
Yeah.
And Embiid is just going to be who he is, like we already know. But Harden coming out, doing what he did, and just playing with emotion, it got me feeling good. I'm feeling mean. I'm mean-mugging everybody like, yes, this is what's supposed to happen. But I got a question for you,
You're walking around mean-mugging everybody in Florida. I love it.
Yeah, this is what's supposed to happen. But I got a quick question for you. Do you remember the last time a one seed went to the finals?
Wow. Yeah, I got to look it up. Not off the top of my head. I know.
To my knowledge, I want to say the 19 Warriors, right?
Probably.
There hasn't been a lot of, you know, one seeds.
Well,
and I think
we were
this
the
is
one
where,
seed last year. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, I think this is where we turn the tides. For some reason, our journey throughout these playoffs has been, you know, like a true roller coaster. I think this is where we truly change the tide. The series is 2-2. The Heat can't do nothing about Embiid because he's going to keep beasting on these boys, and it's just going to keep being, you know, a great series. But I really feel like these boys are going to come out on top, and we're going to change the narrative of everything in Philly, and we're going to make these people like us. So, hey, Tunis, play the song.
Stop thinking about our man Topher, who tweeted us the Sixers process passed a couple days ago.
Oh, Topher was spot on.
And, you know, he mentioned the mask.
Yeah.
Obviously, he also mentioned Jimmy Butler. And as Wallace just said, Butler said he wanted to face Embiid.
Yeah.
He wanted to face who he believed was the league MVP.
Yeah.
The old friend of the process, as he said in his post.
Well, the best is when the Embiid quotes Bane after game three.
Yes.
Right?
That was awesome.
Where he said they didn't care about me until I put the mask on.
Also The Wire.
Right?
That was great,
yes,
too.
Yes. And Jimmy responds, bleep that man. Bleep your mask.
They still love each other.
Nah, he saw it last night. When Embiid knocked him down, he was picking him up.
Yeah.
Listen, Jimmy's a baller, man. You know, I mean, Jimmy balls.
He puts up 40 last night.
You know, I mean, what are you going to do? Right? Like, it's amazing, though, dude. All of a sudden, I look at that team and I go, they're not good. They're not that good.
Well, that's why I still go back to before the Raptors series even started. You and I got pushback from, I remember one of the callers was Trey and Kate May. And well, what makes you think that they could even beat the Raptors, let alone the Heat?
Right.
And it was like, well, they should beat the Raptors because they're more talented. And they match up well with Miami.
Well, again, they're scoring. Look, Miami, I'm not telling you they're not a good team or whatever.
Right. I'm one seed for a reason.
You know, but when you look at, and Lowry really hurts them, without a doubt, having been on one leg. But again, they're scoring. They're so reliant on the three.
Yeah, if Hero's not hitting it, then it's only Jimmy Butler. Duncan Robinson doesn't even play anymore.
No, it's Struce is another one who has really struggled.
Yeah.
You know, Vincent has struggled.
Thank God.
Right? I mean, he was a Sixer killer.
Yeah.
But all those guys have struggled to shoot the ball. And listen, I keeping it 100 like we always do, you know, the Sixers have not been one of the better perimeter defensive teams.
Mm-hmm.
But again, when Embiid's in there, he locks down the middle, and then all of a sudden you can't use Bam down low, which really keeps them on the perimeter. And if you're keeping that team on the perimeter and they're not hitting, I mean, then you can see it. You saw Hero, man. And I think Maxey, a couple times, Here's the thing with Maxi. He's going to get better defensively, you know, just as he plays. You know, there are times when a couple head fakes, but, you know, he ran at him. They ran at him a couple times. And, you know, I thought they did a great job at running at Hero and really throwing him off his mark.
Yeah, I mean, they threw him off. He scored, what, 26 in game one. Hasn't been the same player since, really. Even in their game two win, it's not like he put up the same numbers. And
they did a good
job. That's a good adjustment by Doc.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the coaching staff. I know Dave Yeager's a, you know, big voice of the defense. Yeah.
Defensive coordinator.
Yes.
Let's go to Aaron.
What's up, Aaron? What's going on?
I love Aaron.
I love you. God, you said he's going to play, and he played. Oh, my God, Embiid. It's just not about Embiid, but he brings
it. Is
so
about Embiid.
But look,
it is. Everything is about Embiid.
I'm going to break this down. It wasn't like I'm saying Embiid. It's not about Embiid.
But
you can run now that you got Embiid. You can run. You can run the offense hard, and you can run it to Maxi. You can run it through Harris. And don't no other team really have that. With Embiid on the court, if they're so scared and worried about Embiid, you can have other players get off.
Yes.
That is the beauty of this team.
Yes. Yes.
The beauty of this team. I was down after the first two losses, but we ain't had the big man. And then when you said that he's playing, and Sooners, give him the rat call for not believing you, always giving somebody the rat stuff.
That I don't know where the non-believing thing is.
No, you ain't believe, man. Well, listen, go so. You were doubtful the whole stuff. You were doubting college.
The Tuna's not a rat. Come on, man.
Man. He always called me a rat for something.
Well, you're a Dodgers Braves fan.
It's a good day today. It's a good day.
No fighting today. We're not going to fight today.
No fight.
But
I feel like I'm talking to my kids.
Listen, I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back to my childhood when we were up 0-2 against those hated Portland Trailblazers. We lost 4 straight. That's what's gonna happen this time for us.
Yes,
in 2022.
I like.
We're gonna
reverse
take it soon, brother.
Yeah,
I'm going crazy. I'm going to everybody that talks about my team.
Are you working today?
Yeah.
Are you out in the streets today?
I'm out in the streets.
I want. Where are you at right now?
I'm out in Plymouth White Marsh. There's a lot of fans out here, though.
You're outside. I want you to scream at the top of your lungs to play the song. Okay.
Yes. Andrew, play the song.
To go, Aaron. That's fantastic. I like to do it out here in the golf course, too. I don't know how they look at me, but so be it.
usually these kind of tournaments, it's a scramble, right? So they usually have the megaphone.
Oh, I would get on there and go play the song. All right? I want to scream in the megaphone.
It's called Hole area.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Judas, I got to have bells. Dan, from the Dan's back there. Danny, give me the bells, Dan.
The Sixers and the Miami Heat in game three of this round two series. The big news is Joel Embiid will play. He's expected to start. Embiid with the rebound out of Harden. Now back into Joel. He's got Lowry down there. He takes it off the glass and in.
Uh-huh.
Not a clean make, but he banked it off the window. Harris jumps into the corner. Backs it up. Kyle James. He dribbles by Devin by the lane. Everybody can't stop Harden on that play. And Harden with a layup. The Sixers attacking, and Miami calls timeout. Here comes Embiid, low by, and a right-hand dunk. Remember, he's playing with a torn ligament in his right hand. A beautiful move and a stuff by Embiid, 21-12. Here's a drive by Harris, Sixers lead by 8 to the right corner, Green. Three-point shot, Danny Green is on target tonight. And now Tobias with it, finds a man down low, it's Matisse, 5-11 slam. Here's a steal by by Tobias, and a breakout. Harris right down Broad Street. A two-hand slam. Now Tobias gets it, drives it to Danny. Corner three by Danny Green is good. Adebayo was right there with a hand in his face, and Danny Green gets his fourth three in the game. The way the complexion of this game has gone. Here's Danny Green for three. Or there's that. Danny Green with a corner three. Incredible performance from beyond. Danny Green now 6-7. Maxi with a steal. Maxi with a dribble. Against Hero. Into the lane. Nudges him with the right shoulder. He puts it up in the right corner. Puts in. Maxi scores it. Joel picks it up. One-on-one with Devin. By him. Down the lane. Right hand layup. Good. And a foul. Joel Embiid making a move. Maxi inbound. Gets it back and puts it in. Tyrese. Maxi. Three-point field goal. Maxi with it. Maxi's in the corner. Tobias. A quick catch and a shot. And it's good. He pours in his first three. Tobias Harris from the right baseline. And the Sixers by 11. Plenty of time. Back up to Maxi. He fires for three. It's good. The crowd rising on the release. And Maxi delivers. Back to Maxi. Maxi around Jimmy Butler. Off balance leader from 50. It's a remarkable shot. Danny Green for three. Rimming. Good. He hit the rim. It goes high into the air. And cashes in for three. And Maxi's brilliance turned this game around. The Sixers are going to win game three.
Wow! That was incredible. Awesome. Oh, my God! Friday night! And there it was. We all went to bed with a big smile on our face Friday night. That's what needed to happen to set up Mother's Day. Right? That set it all up. There was life. Thank you, Danny Green. Danny Green needs a lot of love.
Dude, seven threes.
One for 10 in game two. And he comes back home with the friendly rims back here. And he was hitting it all night long.
And we talked about it. Game two, they weren't just misses. Like, air balls. Like, they were awful. He looked awful in game two.
But it's amazing, right? I mean, he had good looks in game two.
Yeah.
But he had incredible clean. When the big guy's back, the looks were so clean, so priceless when the big guy is back like that. Just tremendous. All right. What a day, man. What a fun day we're going to have as we hang out. Here's the deal. We run through everybody's calls. Again, just you guys. Let's celebrate in these streets today. All right? Let's have a great time. This it's all going to set up for tomorrow. Game five in Miami. So, let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy this. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunis. What a day. Let me tell you about the Bet Parks app, the official presenting sponsor of the 2022 Sixers playoffs. Early line. Oh, game five. Miami the favorite? What? I don't think so. Total 209.5. Bet Parks has 107 different bets available for tomorrow night's game. All right, game props, player props, same game parlays. As of today, for future bets, Sixers to win it all, plus 1,200. All right? 1,200 to win it all. Get in on the action with the only sportsbook casino app that I recommend. Get Bet Parks. That's right, new customers, your first bet risk-free up to $750. Download the app or go to betparks.com. Use my promo code FANATIC. Bet Parks, where odds, bets, slots, games all come together in perfect harmony right in your pocket. Got to be 21 in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
.5 The Fanatic.
Hanging out and You know, it's a good golf day, and you see Bob Cooney. And there's my man Connor. As they come, the morning show is, I'm sure, ready to tee off soon. They're going to be hanging out today. I know that Johnny Decay will be here soon, and the bro, you know, he'll be banging him around.
Yeah, he just leaves his family daily.
Yeah, bro. Bro's awesome.
Oh, honey, you just gave birth? All right, I got to play nine first.
Hey, man, God bless. God bless the bro. I love it. But it's a fun day. Good to celebrate with an incredible performance. Bobby, clap your hands, Bob. Clap your hands, Bobby. That's good basketball, man.
Golf clap. He's on the course, so he gave the golf clap.
I want to go there and start freaking out with a freaking bullhorn. I'd start screaming about the Sixers. I'd beast! I'm going to just imitate McGinnis in the middle of the course.
Dude, you should drive around on the golf cart. Should get you a wireless mic. Like, you know, do the show.
Get excited!
Like, you know when, you know, like, you always see those dudes that'll come out and they'll be, like, preaching on the bullhorn?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
You're right. They'll drive in the truck and they'll just scream. And it usually happens, like, in the city. You hear it.
Yes.
I just want to do that. Talking about the Sixers. Start coming from hole to hole.
Thou shalt believe. Thou shalt play the song.
That's right. Take that, all right. Forget you, bad by the bio. Forget you, Jimmy.
It is crazy. Like, we knew that Embiid would eat his lunch, bam, but, like, to go from 25-25 to 9-12, like, man.
He just ate him. Like, seriously. He didn't just eat his lunch. He ate bam. He really was the Indominus.
Yes.
To go off the Raptors, man, he come in and went, you know, he is, like, with the heat, he's like the Dr. Freeze. Right, and he just blows the
That's Aaron Nola.
Right? Yeah, right, Dr. Freeze. He just went, and the heat just went, like, extinguished.
It was great.
It was incredible.
What did Fink say? Remember, Fink said a while ago that we were going to make the dinosaurs are already extinct.
Yes.
And we're going to, you know, burn out the sun or something.
That's right, man. That's it. That's right. The Fink knows. Let's go to Ish. I got to get the Ish up here. Ish had the pots and pans hanging out. Ish.
Hey, Clev. Cousin Tunis in the mornings.
My man. What? Tell me about last night, Ish, my boy.
What a game. Sixers. If James Harden play like that, they can win the series.
Yes. And it's true. I mean, when you see him playing that dominant, looking that spry, right? Like, he looked like his legs were there, his shots. I mean, it's a marvel to see, Ish. And when he plays like that, you know, if he plays like that, they win the championship. I mean, that's my
line. Right.
And then you're going to walk over from, what are you at, 17th of Christian or 19th of Christian?
15.
You're 15th of Christian. Oh, even closer. You're going to go from 15th of Christian. You're going to walk straight ahead a block to Broad Street. You have your spot. You save your spot. Me and you, we're going to toast. That sound good?
Yep. You know what to do, Tonis. Play my song.
Play it for the Ish. Play it for the Ish. Thank you. In the role of Tunis today, Dan. That's right. Dan is in the role of Tunis today.
Correct.
Tunis is here with me. But I still got to say Tunis, play the song.
Yeah, just like Dylan. The first time I was not with you when the song was a thing, Dylan was Andrew for the day.
Yeah.
I think that was before Tunis was even a thing.
The play song is so big right now. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it was cool.
Although it's being ripped off everywhere.
Yeah, constantly. It was really cool at the end of the game when they started playing it in the arena, how loud it immediately got. Because it's now the sign of, like, the game's over, right?
Yes.
The Sixers won. So as soon as they played it.
It's even better than, you know, like, back in the day, the Yankees, I guess they still do it. But when I was covering them and they would start the New York, New York, the Sinatra song.
Yeah.
And, you know, would signify their victory.
Right.
Right? Ours.
But ours is, so they, they did that after the final out.
Right.
Like ours is, there's still time left on the clock.
And you hear it. Oh, it's great. Fabulous. Fabulous. Uncle Pat! Yo, Uncle Pat!
Hey, guys, how's the old amigos doing?
We're doing good, Uncle Pat.
How's the J-Mo doing?
I know you were all J-Mo'd up after the game last night.
Let me tell you something. That guy Tommy called and he said he scored. He had a great weekend. Well, let me tell you something. I scored, too. I watched both games. Every time the Sixers would down a shot, I downed the J-Mo. And guess what? After two full games, I won. I never fell off the stool. I stayed there the whole time. Hey, listen. NBA, leaders of the NBA, take your MVP award and drive a golf cart out to some golf course in Denver because I think Jokic is out there because he's not in the playoffs.
That's right.
Okay? He's not in the playoffs.
That right now, that award just jumped the shark. It's worthless.
It's
like the ruble. It's worthless.
Well, we have an award in Philadelphia for Embiid. It's the M-A-N, the man. He is the man. And I'll tell you what, if you think Miami's sitting there, guess what? 18 in the first game, 24 in the second game. Wait till you see the next two games, boys.
That's it.
I see it coming back. I see the moves coming back. And God bless Harden. He looked great, didn't he?
Oh, my God. He looked fantastic.
I've rooted for this guy, and I said it. I've followed a lot of basketball in my life. I said, this guy, one, he's trying to adjust to the team. And two, you could see that he was favoring that hamstring. He was not. He didn't have the quick burst. I seen a guy last night. The shots were there. The ability to leap up in the air to shoot the shot was there. And the quick step was there. They're great. And one last guy, I have to apologize to Mr. Danny Green. Danny Green, you won me back over, buddy, because I had you dead and buried, and I was wrong. You did a great, great job, and we appreciate it.
He was fantastic. He wins
play
the game
that song.
Play for the pack as he counts the J-Mos. We got a great guy. What's your name, brother? Rick.
Lafayette Hill, around the corner.
Rick from Lafayette Hill comes over. He's got the Iverson shirt, right? He's got the Sixers bat. He's got the Sixers banner.
It's great.
That's the way to do it, Rick.
75th edition banner. Yeah, that's a great flag.
That's
right
a great
there,
flag.
Man.
That's a great flag.
That's awesome.
Rick, you're the man. Rick took it off his kid's wall.
That's great.
I love it, Rick. You're the man, brother.
Yeah, I've had to stop by. I love you guys.
Oh, you're the best, Rick.
Thanks, man. Good.
You're back,
Rick. You're born again.
Told you, man. Don't ever doubt it.
Yep.
All right? Phantom
thank you.
Of the
thank
process.
You. How about the shout-out he got? Jen gave you at the last game of the Toronto.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
We do the play the song, and Kate Scott gave us the play the song tunis ESPN last night again.
Yeah, Max, my man Max.
On SportsCenter, play the song tunis. So, a lot of great stuff, man. It's
taking
a fun
over,
ride,
man.
Brother.
Have a great day.
Yeah, Ricky, good
thanks,
stuff,
brother.
Get that on the little guy's wall, brother. You're the man.
We need the car flags back, man.
I wanted the car flags.
Got to make a phone call.
We tried to get that done, but powers it be.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Ty.
Anthony, we're back, baby.
What is it, Ty?
Let's go. We're back all the way, baby.
That's right, brother.
All the way. Now, I got to simmer down for this. I had an Uncle Frank moment. I'm in the cage.
What?
You put yourself in
the
cage?
I can't watch the games. I'm locked out of the games. I'm banned.
What happened? So you were a mush? You mushed?
I might have been. So 2 weeks ago, me and my cousin, we ordered tickets to the movies. Friday night, game 3. I don't know if the Embiid is going to play, so we go. I listen to the first 7 minutes in the car. I don't listen to the rest of the game. They win. So Mother's Day, yesterday, I said to my dad, I go, Dad, I can't watch the game with you. He goes, why? I go, they won. I can't mess it up now. And they blew him out again. We're done, Ed. I'm out. I'll be in my basement for the rest of the series. Lock me in the basement. I get the first 7 minutes in the car, and then I'm locked in the basement. That's it. That's the rest of the day. We're locked in the basement.
Listen, we'll make sure we bring some food down there for you, buddy.
Yeah, bring right. a little alcohol and some pizza, fries, whatever.
You got it. We'll give you. We'll put a pizza at the door. And a six pack.
We're gonna get a doggy door and slide it through.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll send the video Tuesday night when they do it again.
That's right. Get in the basement, Tyler. In the basement.
Play a song.
Play the song from the basement.
Listen, I appreciate the dedication.
He's like Breaking Bad when they have him chained up in the basement. Yes.
Uncle Frank sends the picture every game day of him in the crate.
I know he is. He's in a crate,
and he's getting stocked up. He had a cigar ready for one day.
Yeah, well, he's good to for be him. In a cage. Listen, you were out when this whole thing started. I told him you can't get out of the cage. You got to get back in a cage.
Well, and then you were out because of the back, and it was after game one. And I asked him.
Notice. That I wasn't here for the losses.
Yes, yeah, we need you. So after game one, I was like, dude, I need to know, did Uncle Frank watch or did he sit in the dog crate? And he called in. He said, I'll be honest, man, I watched.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he watched game one.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And look, he goes back in the cage and look what's happened.
Are you serious? He watched?
Yeah.
Had I known that, he would be, listen, I would send him to the pound. Right? Uncle Frank goes to the pound.
You catch him with the net.
I know that. I'd set every dual catcher around. Get him into the pound, man. That's just not right. I can't believe he shirked his duties like that, dude. That's unbelievable. Georgie, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic, George.
Yo, cuz.
Yo, Georgie.
I called you Friday, man, and I told you. I said, JoJo, we need you. Did he show up?
Did he show up? Who told you? Yes.
Oh, exactly. Man, dude. What a weekend. What a weekend, cuz.
Oh, it was amazing, my brother.
Friday night, the one thing popped in my head. He's cut. The Russian's cut, and it's a bad cut.
Oh, that's awesome, George. Awesome.
Listen, you know what they got to do, though? This is what you got to do.
What's that,
brother? You got to limit Jimmy. The 25, he can get his 25, but you try to keep him around there, and you stay locked in on this hero guy because he's struggling, man.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, listen,
I think you're right on about that.
Yeah,
they got to go down there, and you got to turn it up. Now you got to turn it on and take their hearts. Give me the bell. Give me the bell, Eric.
Give the bells. We can go for some more bells anyway. Let's do the bells of last night. This is the bells of Mother's Day. So I want to hear the bells of Mother's Day.
Hard to fathom, but this game four tonight weighs in as another must win for the 76ers. Harden with it to the corner. Here's Danny Green. 7 threes Friday. 1 tonight. Baseline right. Danny Green for 3. Harden with the setup. Here's Harden colliding. Oh, man. Lowry goes down. James for 3. And it's good. Kyle Lowry flops, and Harden trades a train. And now the Sixers can tie it with a 3. Harden to Green, he fakes, he shoots, left wing for the tie, and it's in. 44-all. Harden with the dribble, Harden to the right baseline, Tobias with a slam. Harden threads the needle, and a two-hand stop by Harris. Here's Maxey driving on Jimmy Butler. Maxey hangs, off-balance shot, rim and good. 4 seconds to go, and Maxey got it to go. Harden one-on-one with Jimmy Butler, 3-point shot is good. Over the top, Harden has come alive. Maxey with an outside left, got to get going. He can shoot, Tucker guards him. Bam is running well. Here's Maxey for 3. It's good. He's at it again. 5 straight points to begin the second half, and the Sixers by 11. Embiid with his back to the basket on the right perimeter, dribbles away from Butler, and Adebayo shoots it, good, and a foul. Adebayo knocked him down, and Embiid makes it. Over to Shake, into Niang at the foul line. 8, he turns on Hero, off balance layup, it's good. George Niang is able to score it down low. Harden across midcourt, Harden with a dribble, he's going to shoot a 3, it's in the air, it's good. The biggest shot of James Harden. Sixers playoff career. Here's Harden for 3. It's in. Over Adebayo. He pours in a left-handed tray. And the Sixers by 10. Maxey to Harden. Harden for 3. Shot up. And good. He delivers again. James Harden cashes in a 3. Back up to Oladipo guarding James. 3 to shoot. 3-point shot by Harden. It's good. Harden with a career game for the Sixers.
8 seconds to go, and the Sixers are going to win game four and tie the series at 2 games apiece. Vincent for three, no good. The buzzer sounds, and the Sixers win by 8. 116 to 100. There it is.
All right. Incredible, man. Absolutely incredible. What a night. So if you look at the fourth quarter, because I think the fourth quarter is really interesting, remember how the game, and like kind of relive the flow of the game. Because, you know, there was a couple times where you thought the Sixers could run away with it, right? And then Miami kept hanging around and hanging around and hanging around and hanging around. And so they kept cutting it to five, and they cut it to five. And then the next thing you know, it was like a big deal as you end the quarter, right? So you wanted to end the quarter strong as it's five after the Jimmy layup, 137 to go. Then it's four, right? You had the three-point play. And you're going, oh, my God, you got to finish, strong. And then Hero knocks down two free throws. It's 87-85.
Yeah.
Right? Inside a minute to go in the third quarter. And it was a huge thing because, you know what? Embiid misses a little kind of 14-foot fadeaway, and they could take the lead. And the Embiid blocks Markieff Morris, who has been a DMP, right?
Mm-hmm.
He fill up his son, and he blocks Morris. Hero gets the rebound, offensive foul. And then Niang with a remember he, Niang who fouls out in 10 minutes in game two in Miami comes up with a drive. Remember that?
Yeah.
That movie takes it to the rim. Niang, that was huge. It puts him up four at to start the fourth quarter, and then this is where they were able to really kind of take care of it because. You know, there was a couple of traded misses, and then I thought one of the biggest shots was Tobias on the wing just inside 11 minutes to go in the game, and he bangs down a big triple from Harden. That was a great setup pass by Harden, but it was a great clean look that Tobias knocked down. No hesitation, no ball on the floor. Rise and shoot and knock it down, dude. That
yeah, I mean,
was
he's been huge. Tobias has been huge in these playoffs, man.
And he really has. I'm so happy for
him. He deserves a lot of credit. He does. He got beat up on a lot during the regular season, and I understand it, but he's taken over. And he kept on saying, and we said it too when the trade first happened, he had to completely tear apart his game and try to get back to where he was last year because he was playing with the true point guard in Simmons last year, then did not play with the true point guard until Harden got here. So he had to get back to that style of play, and you see he's comfortable again out there.
That's right, brother. And then what happens is you got Gabe Vincent lining up a three, clank. Tobias rebound. Harden, who did such a great job getting to the line, right, gets to the line again. A lot of fouls in that game, and that's to the Sixers' advantage. Gets to the line, and then drains two. Now all of a sudden it's nine. Butler misses a three. Harden, step back, bottom, up 12, dude.
Bucket to bucket.
Bucket, right? Then they're up 12. And then the last time, I remember, Miami makes a little bit of a run, a bam with a little pull-up to make it 106-101, 3:27 to go. But there's Harden again from Maxi. Bucket. What a triple. Oh, man. Butler makes it 109-103. And then there was the great pass by Maxi to Tobias with the oop.
It was like on a seed, too.
It was a great pass, man. Oop. And then Oladipo misses a runner. Harden with the dagger to make it 114-103. That was your ball game. That was just great, great, great basketball, dude.
Just an awesome day yesterday, man.
Right?
And every time, you said it earlier, every time the Heat looked like they were going to make a comeback, there was Harden. with another three. And it was great. They cut to five, then he makes it. It makes it eight. They cut it to six, makes it nine.
He is a conundrum.
Yes.
Listen, I'm going to tell you straight up. He's impossible to predict. You know, one of the only issues when we look at this team is, I don't know, like, that was vintage Harden. That was a Harden that I reference all the time when I say I watched him drop 38 when he was with Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And there was no Kyrie and no KD, and he scores 38. And I go, well, you know, and I didn't really think anything of it because that's Harden, right? Then he kind of disappears, and then he becomes this kind of point guard, which is fine. But last night, he was the star scorer. Yeah. He was Harden again.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like the Harden from just the first five games. I know he wasn't dropping 30 those first five games, but in terms of just looking at how he
moved.
He's
an amazing mystery.
Like, he moved so well those first five games when he got traded here, and then it looked like he just got shot. I don't know if it was the hamstring. I don't know. But here we are now, man. He looked great last night.
He's a mystery. He really is. Fascinating, dude, man. Fascinating. All right, we're going to come back. Run again, all your calls. It's all day long. That's it, all day long today, as we hang out. We are live at the annual Travel Rally Day and Monco Golf Classic at the lovely Green Valley Country Club in Lafayette Hill, presented by the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. So we'll come back in just a moment. Listen, let me chat about NJ Diet for a second, because you've tried all the usual weight loss gimmicks, right? You counted points, you eat nothing but protein, drank nothing but shakes, none of it really has worked for you. But try this. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That can change all of that. With NJ Diet, you'll lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40-plus pounds in only 40 days. Their program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements that are based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Then NJ Diet uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep the weight off. See, it's all about the science with NJ Diet. If you're not sure you can do it alone, NJ Diet understands that, so they're with you every step of the way. You're monitored by their certified staff to make sure you're continually burning fat, not just losing water. You also get the doctor's personal email and phone number. NJ Diet's all natural, on no shots, no hormones, no surgery, no dreaded prepackaged foods. Ew. Locations across all over. Right, Newark, Delaware, Cherry Hill, King of Prussia, from home, live online video consultations. Call them 855-5-NJ-DIET or log on to NJDiet.com with NJDiet.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Wow, 11:30 already.
It's beautiful.
11 o'clock hour brought to you by Cold Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. This is John Kincaid, my butler. Hello there, Mr. Butler.
Mr. Belvedere.
Mr. Butler. Okay, well, right away. We didn't make any bets. The hell we didn't? I got everybody. Bob,
what?
On Friday, when I told him B was going to play, no. We made a Butler bet. You're my witness.
How about this? If you can,
this motherfather better pay off, or else he's going to be in the sand trap.
How about we'll play the audio of that segment, and if I agree to a Butler bet, I'll pay you $100 plus.
I don't want your money. I don't want your money. You're my butler, Holmes.
What do I have to do? Do I have to shine shoes? Do I have to show the guests into the parlor?
You have to do. I'm going to come up with a list.
Does he have a parlor?
It's called a Honey John list.
The Honey John
Honey
list?
John.
And I will come up with a list for you of tasks.
I bet you to perform. I bet you Christina would say to you, Anthony, run, don't walk. Because anything she asks me to do, she says I do poorly on purpose, so I don't get asked again.
Listen, I don't care. I'm going to torture you is what I'm going to do.
You get that audio for me.
I don't care. You're going to punk out. You're not punking
out. No, I'm not. I'm going to play the audio. We'll play it tomorrow morning on our show. We'll play that audio.
You can doctor audio.
You're sitting here telling me right now, that you didn't say to me. No.
I did not think he would play.
And then I said he would play to win.
Yes, you did.
And you were,
but I did not agree to any bets about it.
In fact, you won the bet. And I go, no money. I even said, no money, Butler.
Butler.
Okay, go.
Jimmy
get out
Butler?
Of my sight.
There
go.
You go. Gotcha.
Get out, Jimmy. You got to be kidding me. I will torture him. He will get tortured. You play the audio all you want. Here's the only audio I say is my voice, mother father.
Wind's blowing in from left center.
Do you understand? Does he understand what he's doing?
No.
This guy. I'm about to hit him over the head with a 9-iron.
Got a couple of those here, the golf course.
I'm looking at all those bags, and I'm thinking, which club would I do well?
That's an Eagles golf bag.
That's
can
a good
pull
one.
From there?
I might use a wood. Let's go to VT Ron. Ronnie, hello. Good morning, Ron. Hello, buddy.
Anthony!
What do you say, pal?
We are set heading back home, and I tell you, what a great weekend. What a great weekend.
Oh, you came up from Mother's Day at a double-double, a double victory.
Double victory. We got the Friday we got yesterday. And the best thing was, number one grandson, he was doing the Embiid. He was flying like the Embiid airplane. It was great. So listen, you know, I am really stoked for this. I'm excited for it, but I got to tell you, I didn't expect the beard to do what he did last night. I really didn't. I thought maybe we'd get 2022 out of the beard, but...
He's so interesting, is he not?
You said it before, it's an enigma. You don't know what you're going to get, but I'll tell you what you got last night from the Fountain of Youth, if that's there for the remainder of the playoffs...
Oh, my God.
We're going to be afraid.
Ronnie, I mean, seriously, he plays like that. You're right. This was the vision. Like when Morey trades for him, this is the vision. This is what he expected.
Exactly. That's what you did expect. You expected what he did. And what he does last night is he brings the rest of the team with him. You know, it takes pressure off of Embiid. You still got your spacing like you're always talking about. Maxi creates spacing, but then you get Niang that hits a couple threes that were really important. He hit a couple clutch threes in that third quarter when you were talking about how Miami makes a run, they get it down to five, they get it down to three. I think there was a time Niang drained a three and put him back up by six. And then, you know, every time Miami made a run, they shut it down.
They did. I know they extinguished it. You're right on, man.
They
and you know the interesting thing is too is and Jimmy's not going to be able to play better than he played.
No, I mean
he was amazing yesterday.
I mean that's the best you're going to get out of Jimmy and Hero. If he, you know, that's the other guy, and where'd he go? Yeah, he just went. So listen, I got to say this. I'm going to roll the windows down. I'm on 95. I'm going to roll them down, and I want Andrew to play the
roll. Oh, I love the chorus.
That's awesome.
That's a chorus, man. That's lovely.
You know, speaking of Jimmy, Jimmy's not the best three-point shooter, right? So yesterday, he was the guy. Like, nobody else was really productive for the Heat. At the end, they were trading threes for twos. Right, because Butler can't go three for three with Harden, so Harden's hitting the threes, and Butler's only answer was the mid-range game. Yeah, he had 40 points, right? He played ridiculously yesterday, but when it mattered at the end, he couldn't keep up with Harden's threes. It was trading threes for twos.
I know, man. I know, dude. How about my man sleeping in the front row,
dude? Come on, man. And it's not like it was a blowout.
Like, he's the guy who rings the bell.
Like,
I always thought that
man.
Was a genius commercial.
Yes.
Of him ringing the bell, right? You can't fall asleep, man.
No, courtside for
that's
everyone to see.
That's unbelievable.
He's getting dogged everywhere, man. The TNT crew was ripping him.
They should.
Charles and Shaq.
You know, if he was smart, next game he'd come to the courtside with a pillow.
Yeah.
I mean, yo, dude.
Come on, man. Yeah, you can't do that.
You got to live with the gin and tonics, man. Come on, bro. Rodriguez! Hello, Rodriguez! What do you say?
Hey, amigo! Get my soul! Get my soul!
Very good, my friend. Very good. We're feeling great.
I feel great, man. I feel great. Hey, listen. We've been down on Harden long enough. We saw last night, that's Harden right there.
Yes.
Regardless of what you saw in the first two games, this was Harden last night.
Wow, this was a different Harden that we've seen, really, since he was the Harden from the first four games as a Sixer. That's what he looked like.
Definitely. I'm saying, where's Mike? Where's Mike Missinelli? I'm getting Mike. Where's Mike?
You call him at 2 o'clock, cuz.
Where is he hiding?
Not hiding. Call him at 2 o'clock. Let's get out. I get my man T-Will. Don't waste my time. You want to call Mikey Miss? Call Mikey Miss at 2 o'clock. T-Will! Yo! What do you mean, my man?
Yo! Harden season!
That's all. We just go, ha, 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 ha.
Yo, cuz, listen. A couple things, man. Let's get the bitter stuff out of the way. The NBA MVP is trash. Adam Silver,
trash.
If you want to do something right, strip all those voters who voted for you.
Yes.
Their right to vote.
All the Vorpers.
Yeah.
Send the Vorpers to hell.
It's absolute criminal that they voted for Jokic over Embiid. So, you know, that has totally diminished that award. I really don't care about that award anymore. I used to feel good having that, you know, AI in the stable and everyone else with it. But right now, it don't even
matter. Look at that. Doc ruined it anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, Embiid, go get the finals MVP. You know what I mean? Let it mean something. So, Lance, look, we're in the series. We did exactly what we were supposed to do. You hold court, 2-2. Tobias Harris has lived up to his apology from last season. That guy has been ultimate warrior.
He's played, Gary. Two great. This whole playoffs, he's been tremendous. He really has.
He's been great. He's been spot on. Even the game where he only scored 9 points, he was still part. His handprint was all over the game.
Yeah,
and
he
appreciate
comes up with big shots, big rebounds, rebounds.
Oh yeah,
he's playing good defense.
You can't complain about anything that he's done. All right. So going forward, going down to Miami tomorrow night. Two things that got to happen. One, we still need Harden to be aggressive. Embiid is looking like he's getting more comfortable with the mask. You stay aggressive with Miami and you keep trapping Hero, making him uncomfortable. I don't see why or how Miami will beat you. I don't mind Jimmy Butler scoring that many points. You know why? Because that means the ball's not moving and the other players are not getting involved. So if Jimmy wants to go out and have an epic game like he's had the last two games, 38 and then 40.
Yeah, but I think that's been out of necessity, man. I mean, you watch what the Sixers have done to Hero, really taking him out. They're bothering the hell out of him.
The perfect defense. Doc is throwing up the perfect defense to limit the pain, okay, that will happen in game one and two. And we already said it. Game one and two, Miami could not shoot as well as they were shooting game one and two. So now we're on the seesaw. Best out of three. Yo, Dan, play the song.
Play the song for T-Will, Dan. That line, 3.5.
Yeah, interesting.
I mean, is that still steep?
They probably get a little hometown flavor.
Yeah, I hear you, but I don't know. I think it's more of a pick.
Well, everybody hates the Sixers, right? Even Vegas hates the Sixers, so I'm all about it.
I mean, I really honestly don't see it.
By the way, one thing that we haven't talked about yet, and it happened early in the first quarter or midway through the first quarter. How about Embiid locking down Oladipo on the one-on-one?
Oh.
Oladipo drives, Embiid stays with him, and then he tries getting past him. He had to give it away. It was a kickball. I'm like, he's 7'2". Who's doing that? Right? Like, T-Will was just talking about the MVP award and how, you know, it's a joke. Jokic is getting pulled at the end of games.
What's
because
the thing?
Of defense.
That was part of my...
Embiid's locking Oladipo down one-on-one.
The whole argument as to why it's all nonsense. I mean, stop. This really is. I got to tell you, it's the biggest nonsense. I got to tell you, it's wrong. It's wrong. And again, these people, you don't watch the game.
No, they don't watch.
That's the problem. When you don't watch the freaking game and you just look at stats. And the sport is completely different in a regular season than it is in the playoffs. It just is. It's why you got all these numbers in the regular season. Guys are, you know, scoring and this and that. It's completely different in the playoffs. It says something about the game itself. Mitch, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mitch. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Anthony. How you doing today?
Good, brother.
Hey, your man stole my thunder a little bit right there. I was down at the game last night with my son. I took him down there for his birthday. We had a great time.
That's great. And that's FOY material right there, Father of the Year.
Yeah, we had a great time. And your man just stole my thunder a little bit. When Joel locked down Oladipo, I thought the roof was going to come off. I mean, he's trying to create space, going between his legs, Joe staying right with him. And then I think it was a kickball subsequent to that, right under the basket.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I thought it was 1969 again, the spectrum was going to come off.
How awesome is that?
Yeah, just another couple quick points real quick.
Sure.
I want to know where all the Harden haters are today. I mean, I listen to you guys all the time. They call in. They bash Harden. You know, I want to know where they're at today. I want to hear any of them call in today and say, you know what, maybe I was wrong. You know what I mean? Because you give me 20 and 10 every night that you're my point guard. 20 and 10, I don't need 35. 20 and 10, that's all I need.
That fourth quarter is when he stepped, like that step back, through, when he's on like it's lethal, right? Then you need that in a series. If you can give me that twice in a series, two games, then they can win it.
Yeah. No doubt. Also, you got to give Butler his props.
I agree.
The guy's not super quick. The guy's not super quick.
He's a great ball player. I agree with you.
But his balance is unbelievable.
He hangs in the air, right?
His balance, his body control is amazing.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Another world. One other point here is one thing I am a little concerned about is the zone. I mean, they had PJ Tucker in there, 6'5" playing Joe. The biggest guy they had on the court there for large segments of the game was, I think, Jimmy at like 6'7". And we had a problem getting Joe the ball. I mean, that was somewhat concerning to me.
Well, that's funny because I felt the same thing where in the fourth quarter, when they were making their run, you're like, get Joe the ball. Get Joe the ball. I kept screaming at it.
I mean, he was working his butt off to get open.
And there was I don't know if you remember this, there was a transition moment, and Embiid was down the floor. And if you're in transition, I was telling this to my kids. I'm like, you're in transition. You got to get the big guy the ball because now they only got two, three guys back. That's when he has to have the ball, and they didn't give it to him.
Now Doc's got to figure that out a little bit. And my last point, this isn't a point; it's a prediction. Sixers, Golden State Finals. Dude. I'll see you on Broad Street, my man.
I love it, brother.
And we're going to win the chip this year, brother. All right?
I love it. Mitch, great call, man. Appreciate it very much.
Think about the two polar opposites that you got from James Harden in the fourth quarter to the guy that you traded. I mean, Simmons ran away in fourth quarter.
On Father's Day.
Yeah.
It's a perfect symmetry is what it is, right? Ben Simmons runs away in the fourth quarter from the basketball on Father's Day, and James Harden is your savior on Mother's Day. He's your closer on Mother's Day.
Yes.
He's the one with the ball in his hands as the point guard. It's beautifully symmetric is what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it was incredible, and that's why you make that trade.
From one parent holiday to the other one. And that's why we all saw the struggles with Harden, and he looked old at times. I agree. I'm not saying he didn't. But when everybody kept talking about the trade, that's why the trade. You still don't make the trade. The trade.
You need Andre Drummond. You need Seth Curry.
I mean, come on.
Draft picks.
That's why you make the trade. That's why you have to make the trade. Because that dude wasn't doing anything for you.
No, absolutely
He's quitting
not.
On you and getting back surgery. Let's go to, oh, my man, Pet Shop Eddie. Pet Shop Eddie.
Anthony and Trunis out here in Seattle.
How you been, Pet Shop Eddie?
Good, brother. Good, brother. I listen to you guys every day. I promise. I either got you on YouTube or the app. And
oh,
it's
great to hear from you, man.
Absolutely. So when you were doing your recap of the game, I was crossing my fingers that you didn't steal my thunder. Did you guys notice? I think it was Harden's last three. He steps back and gives a huge, mother, father. And I was like, yeah. I said, did you see what he said? Did you see what he said? He had so much passion last night. It was like really the first, I mean, he, obviously yes. we've seen him be emotional.
Yeah,
but
man.
That Philly passion came through. And then finally, you know, we're rubbing off on him a little bit. It was a great weekend of basketball.
Dad, brother, it really was. It was a.
But furthermore, not to take any limelight away from the Sixers, but you know, I'm in Seattle, and so the Phil Dogs are out here. They only come like once every 4 or 5 years.
You
yep. So we're gonna
Philly
go to all
action.
Three game.
That's
what's that?
I forgot you got Philly's action. That's awesome.
Yes. So I got a big group of people going for most of the games. Me and my daughter are gonna go to all three. She's my. Nice. Philly's not in the house, and so I'm letting her take off school on
good
Wednesday.
Good for you, bro. That's
and
awesome.
And we're going to get really good seats on Wednesday. And she's, yeah, so it's been great. And just excited for the Phils, but I know it's not Phils Day. So go
listen,
Sixers.
Enjoy the game. I know what it's like to have your hometown team in your city, especially when you're out that
exactly,
far west.
I was going to say, when you move away from Philly, you sort of got to take, you know, obviously I'm tuned in to you guys and everything Philly, but when the home team comes, even though they broke our hearts on Thursday night, we got to go. We're going to be all jerseyed up.
There you go.
We're going to be high-fiving all the Phillies fans. Love
you
guys.
Do me a favor now. Scream inside. I know you don't have the pet shop anymore, but scream inside your house or wherever your pet project is.
I got clients there now. They can probably hear me. They're attached to my home now. We got
good.
The room and the spot.
I want you to scream.
So you want me to give you a play to song?
Yes.
All right. I know Tunis ain't back. Is it Dan, you said?
Yeah, but you say Tunis. Dan's in the role of Tunis. Dan is today.
Yo, Tunis! What a show!
Oh, boy. Pet Shop Eddie.
That's awesome. Dogs are probably barking.
I like that. Danny doing a great job back at the studio.
Damn right.
But we always do it like it's a play. In the starring role of Tunis. Dan. Is playing, but he'll be referenced as Tunis when we play the song. All right, back in just a moment. Lots to do. We're real excited right now. I saw the bro. Where'd
yes,
he go?
Yes, he did. You know what else I noticed about the bro? So Bob's here, Connor's here, John's here.
That Rack and Kate.
Did you notice that the three of them, before Jamie arrived, didn't have the Monco golf bag?
Yes.
But Jamie did, because as you have called him a freegan in the past.
Yeah.
He's the only one that took
He's a wonderful freegan.
He's the only one that took the gift bag.
I appreciate that. He's a wonderful freegan.
It's awesome.
He's a great freegan. I appreciate his freeganism. It's fantastic. It was good to see him. I like seeing the bro after victories.
Yes.
It's good. All right. We are excited to be here at the Green Valley Country Club for the annual Travel Rally Day and Monco Golf Classic. Hosted by our friends at the Valley Forge Tourism Convention Board. This event is held every year to celebrate the U.S. Travel Association annual National Travel and Tourism Week and in the hospitality industry in Montgomery County. Monco, man, is a mecca for golf fans. There are over 50 of the most historic, beautiful, lush, challenging public golf courses and private clubs with over 300,000 yards to play here, including where we are today, the Green Valley Country Club. This 18-hole championship golf course was designed by William Flynn. It's situated on 182 rolling acres in lovely Lafayette Hill. If you're a golf fan enthusiast, check out the 2022 Monco Golf Guide at moncogolf.com. It's your one-stop shop to book your tee times, find overnight golf itineraries, information on hotels, restaurants, and various attractions. That's MoncoGolf.com.
Fanatic Sports Update. It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5
Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, what a day!
Judas, play the song!
What a day, man. Series tied, and the chip is back on the table. Oof. So we're talking all about, as you can well imagine, and all the, it's amazing, the sports gods whom we were cursing just last week when the news of Embiid's fractured orbital bone, we had sports god call up. You remember, Tunis?
Yeah, the sports god, he checked in, and it wasn't like the most pleasant call.
In fact, I got an argument with him.
You did, on behalf of the Lions, and I appreciate that.
Well, you know. I never like to curse the sports god, but hey, listen, I thought he had it coming to him. I mean, you want to talk about putting this up, the manic, like the only thing, I have to bear my soul for 1 second because, you know, Friday in the face of the storm, you know where my heart was and you know what I felt. I felt it. I felt like I knew he was going to play and I felt like they're going to win. But the way these sports gods have tortured us.
Yes.
You know, the up, the down, the manic, the roller coaster of emotions that we've been riding. You know, I almost want to say I'm afraid of what's around, you know, the curve. Because, you know, it would be just for the cruel sports gods to do something to us. You
well,
know what I mean?
You gave a message. Remember last week I read that tweet from a man, Ray, who just graduated from Temple.
Yes.
And he said the vibes are too good right now.
Yes.
I'm afraid of what's next. And you gave the message saying that we cannot live in fear.
Yes.
So I have to remind you the message that you just gave to the people, Ant. You can't live in fear. Because that just gives the sports gods even more of a reason to, you know,
I mean,
bring us down.
I just can't understand it, dude. I just can't understand it.
Yeah, I mean, they're a pain.
I mean, like they just...
Or they're toying with us right now.
I know. I mean, they just, they are up, down. Leave us alone. Let justice prevail. Justice prevailed over the last two games. Look, the Sixers are a better team. I'm not telling you that Miami's a bad team. I'm not telling you every game's going to be, you know, a double-digit win. But the Sixers are a better team. Again, it goes back to the MVP. If the MVP is playing, there is no one that they have that can guard him.
No. I mean, Bam Adebayo's got no shot. Dwayne Dedman,
again,
like all these guys, like what? PJ Tucker.
Right. The beast and Indominus Rex himself, he eats Bam. Just not his lunch, he eats him. That's what he does. That's what Embiid does to Bam.
He just pushes
it's
him
like
around,
a,
man.
He's
it's
like
awesome.
He's like Bam on a stick, like a skewer. You know those beef skewers?
Yeah.
That you get at the Chinese restaurant?
I love a skewer.
Right. That's what Bam Adebayo is to Embiid. And Embiid just, and one go, that's, he's a beef skewer.
I'm a big fan of the skewer.
So am I.
I make them pretty frequently.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I like the skewer.
Try to show you a photo of the skewer.
Now, what's the Cowboy Dave want? This is not a day for
Cowboy
Dave.
Yeah, you know, he called when you were out last week to talk, and the comment section said hockey. And I was like, dude, the Sixers just played a playoff game.
No, I mean,
those skewers. It's chicken, some onions, some peppers.
That's a Bam skewer.
Delicious.
And then the beast devours it. My kid started first call with him.
No.
I got to go to
Anthony.
Listen, I'm going to make no bones. Listen, I love Cowboy Dave. He's a great call, great. But this is not his time. I got to get to Dustin. Dustin's been a loyal Sixer believer from the beginning. Dustin!
Yoka!
What's up, Dust?
We're tied up, baby.
Tied up! That's right!
I told you that on Friday, didn't I?
We were in agreement on that. We were in agreement on that on Friday.
And cuz, I'm so happy how excited you are. And you know what? Everybody out there, you know what? A comment that you just made. I wasn't listening last week when you told him, don't be fearful. How can you be fearful when we have hands down the best player in the world right now on our basketball team? I understand he's hurt, cuz, but these past two games is a prime example. And I get in arguments with my buddies all the time about, they're like, oh, well, you saw what they did in the first two games. Well, guess what? This is the NBA. And whoever watches the NBA, these are professional basketball players that know how to shoot the ball. When Joel Embiid's in the game, that tenth of a second distance that they get on the defenders, because he
has to be a triple. Spot on.
And that's what the people that say
that's
that
Danny Green
really
Friday night.
That, exactly. You saw what he did. What, he hit seven threes or six threes?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the second most in this Sixers history.
Yes.
Dude, cuz, I'm telling you right now.
Hey, listen, you're there, baby. It's cool.
And you want to know what else, cuz? And you know what, dude? And you're going to call me crazy, but after I get my point across, you may agree with me. I'm happy he didn't win MVP. We all know he's the MVP. I'm happy he didn't, because when he raises that MVP finals trophy at the end of the season, and the Sixers are the number one team in the NBA, and we got that trophy in Philadelphia, they're going to realize how good of a basketball player he is. Hey, Judas, play the song.
I agree with you, but to me, that award is worthless now. Again, it's a worthless currency.
Yeah, it means nothing, because they don't have to watch the games anymore.
No.
And they can just watch. And it's not even like leading scorer. No, it's the efficiency of this on a rainy day.
Efficiency. It's not. You know what was efficient? That with the how they played in the first half yesterday, where they had, with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, they had 16 assists. There is the bro. I got to see him. On a day like today, I want to see the bro. Like, he does my heart well today.
What's up, guys?
Dude, what do you got, a beer? Yeah. Let me see. Let me see that beer. Do you want to take over for a second?
I got you. 610-632-0975. Hey, Wake and Bake. You can just hop on real quick.
Here you go, Jonas. I'm in there, bro.
Hello.
I remember there was this one time, Anthony and I are at an event where it's an open bar.
I do this all the time.
Open bar. And he goes, hey, man, I'm thirsty. And he takes a sip of my beer. I'm like, dude, you could just walk. There's not even a line. Yes.
Come on, man. I do that to my kids. I go, give me a sip.
It's a little different.
Like, cold water. Like, give me a sip. And I just down it. I go, oh, thanks.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Come on, man. You don't do that. You gotta do. You gotta do it to your Cooper, man.
No, I'm not gonna be stealing his breast milk just yet.
Oh well, don't even go there.
Big Daddy did it.
Don't even go there. No, please don't go there.
Creepo.
All right, Cowboy Jafe. What's your deal?
Anthony and Tunis, good morning. First, Anthony, I want to tell you this, and you're gonna appreciate this.
Uh-oh.
I'm the guest instructor at Northern California Post 550 baseball team today. I'll be hitting Fungo's timing. You know I'm a baseball guy, after these guys going to major college.
Listen, I appreciate it. That's great. I love
it. Wait,
listen,
I'm coming to
I love
your
you.
Point about
but today's
the Sixers.
Sixers Day.
I'm going to say this to you. Go ahead, Anthony.
No, I'm just saying.
Hello?
You got to be relevant, man.
I'm going to be
you're
relevant.
You're not relevant.
You don't even know. Out here,
you start off by hitting Funkos.
Warrior fans.
You're a Funko head.
I'm with these thinking obnoxious Warrior fans, but gay as hell. I never said I was no overwhelming NBA fan, but I will tell you this. Anthony.
Anthony?
I've been rooting for the Sixers.
Oh, no, you can't be. Listen, if you change your name, if you're Sixers Dave,
I'm going to tell you what's on my nightstand. This is how torn I am, man. I want the Sixers to win. And I'm going to tell you this, Anthony.
No, I'm a numbers this. This guy. No good.
I'm going to give Philly one. Two is pay attention. Because I'm going to tell you who's going to win the Stanley Cup. All you guys in Philly from all the other stations.
There it is.
He can't be Sixers Dave.
Listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dave. Listen, you know, we go way back 20-some-odd years, all right? I appreciate you. But, dude, you can't be now your room for Sixers. Please. Please. You're Cowboy Dave, Ranger Dave, you know, Sonic Dave. I mean, whatever, Dave. You know what I mean? Come on, bro.
When the Heat were up 2-0, he was Heat Dave.
Yeah, I mean, no, I can't allow it. It sends it puts badness into the universe. I'm all about the universe, which is why I took the call and was polite, all right? Because I'm about the universe.
It's good karma by you.
But I can't allow, you know, fraudulence in our world. Our world it makes sense right now on this day, on this Monday, despite the fact that it's May and it feels like it's November.
Yeah, dude, what the hell is going on today?
How about the weekend?
Blustery winds.
It feels like football season.
It does.
I got a theory, a weather theory, real quick. So here's my weather theory. We're off a month. Everything is moved, the weather-wise.
Okay.
So if you notice, September really feels more like August used to feel like.
Yeah, we did a fan fest in September last year, right?
And it's hot.
And it was like 80-some right. degrees out there.
So, right. So it feels more like that.
And December hasn't been brutal.
Right.
But February, right? Like January is now February.
And today it feels more like April. Like you get an April day like this.
Yeah. Which normally I'd be all right with. In April, right, like, this is April. Fine. Right. But I'm May. I'm almost mid-May.
That's my point. Come on now. I think we're off a month.
But then again, tomorrow is going to be mid-70s and the rest of the
whatever,
week.
Whatever, you get my point, though.
I hear you.
I hear you, son. Oh, man, I got to call him back. Skip.
What, he called you during the...
Yesterday.
No. Stay right with you, son.
Stay right with you, son.
Can you ask him a few questions? Like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know?
Listen.
7-1 lead.
Yeah, well, whatever. Listen, today's the day to celebrate...
Yes.
Right now, the road to the championship. We have life. Like, it feels good to have life again, to have a chance. And they got more of a real chance.
Yeah. I mean, best of three, as you termed it earlier. Rest of this series is a best of three, and you got your fighters, right? And Bede's back. First two games were, like, come on now. Like, Bam Adebayo's dropping 20 plus.
Exactly.
And he's not anymore because he's going up against a legit center. He's not going up against a guy who could be retired by the end of the season, and DeAndre Jordan. That's the other beauty, right? Like, for all the people that complained about the trade, shouldn't have gotten rid of DeAndre Jordan, blah, blah, blah. What does it matter? Embiid played 38 minutes yesterday. He's going to be playing close to 40. So, Andre Drummond, excuse me. Andre Drummond will be playing, what, 8 minutes for you? You got James Harden out of it. So you just need to play Paul Reed. I could play me out there for 8 minutes.
That's it.
Oh, now.
Look at you, Miss Brian, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Go, Brian!
My guy, AG, you told me on Friday, man, you told me that they were going to win and B was going to play and they was going to get them back-to-back. You was right.
Brian, sometimes you just feel it in the universe. You know?
Man,
sometimes.
My girl lately... I've been sitting with her a lot in the radio and listening to the radio. I don't really listen to the music too much. It's usually sports radio. She always asks me, like, why do you get so hype when that song comes on? And I tell her, I'm like, because the song is associated with greatness. We don't play the song unless we win. We're
right.
only going to hear the
right.
song
right.
at good times. So whenever that song comes on, we
Brian.
Get litty. One more thing. Shout out to the USA Travel Association because I seen them on the floor last night. Jimmy Butler was traveling up and down the court. He didn't call anything. Did you see that play when they were? Oh my God, he scored on Embiid. He literally dragged like twisted his pivot
like
four
like eight steps.
No, his pivot foot.
He had pivot feet.
Literally, like, and we need to get Kyle Lowry on the NG diet ASAP.
Oh, my God. You crack me up. Travel so
soon. Can you play the song?
Play the song for Brian.
That was awesome.
Oh, that's play.
Dude, I was watching SportsCenter this morning, and they showed that play as one of Jimmy Butler's highlights. I'm like, dude, he took six steps.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I get it. In-game, you missed the call, but that can't be part of the highlight reel in the package. Here's Jimmy Butler going up against Embiid. Well, he walked.
Yeah, I know. It's such a great play, but he walked, took seven steps.
I'm sure when you were playing basketball with Ant and Moss when they were like even younger, right? They would take the one dribble and then run about four steps and dribble again.
Right.
That's basically what
I didn't, and I wasn't Scott Forster either.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Harden finally won with him officiating a game.
I know. That freaking bastard.
How about Chris Paul? He was the other guy that doesn't fare well with Foster.
Yeah.
So he fouled out. 5 points. That's a series now.
I know. Even up, leveled. Dallas. Luka.
Yeah, I mean, they can't stop Luka.
Luka's the man. I love Luka. He's a good ball player. You know what's funny? You live long enough, work long enough, you wear different hats. I'm now in certain circles that play the song guy.
Okay. Well, were you at a store and somebody said, oh, you're the play the song guy?
Wait, so I got a buddy of mine, Gino Cap. So Gino Cap is one of the great DJs from back in the day.
Okay.
Right? So Gino Cash from the neighborhood, I've known him for 100 years, right? His son goes to him, wait a second, you know this play the song guy?
That's awesome.
Yeah, we grew up together. That's my man.
That's great.
He goes, oh, wow, no way, you know the play the song guy. I'm like, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I'm known as play the song guy.
Things will always change, you know. Things change. Guys,
I think it's hysterical.
Athletes become commercial guys. Bill Walton to me is the crazy color analyst.
Right.
Right.
He's smoked the weed guy.
He's not he's not the dominant center in the NCAA and the NBA that you know him as.
That's true.
He's just a pothead.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know about that either. He's just a pothead.
Hey, who's this guy? Talking basketball. I love him.
Oh, my God. It's freaking classic. Oh, it's awesome. All right, let's keep it going, man. This is great stuff.
I'm glad that you can laugh a little bit more without dying.
Oh, it's the best. Yeah, no, I'm feeling good. Much better. I'll tell you one thing.
That Coors Light. Notice the bro just walked away.
Yes. Let me see that. No, you're right on, bro. It's pretty amazing. Motrin is incredible.
Yeah.
It's a Motrin to leave.
The combo?
Yeah.
I was always an Advil Tylenol guy.
Well, I don't know which call told me to. Dr. Mike said rock that.
Because you can intersperse them.
I don't know.
What, like every 2 hours
feels
or
good.
Whatever?
Yeah. I'm a guy feeling good.
Nice.
I think it's the Sixers, though.
Yeah,
Joe, helps. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe, wait.
Hey, Cuz, Tunis, how you guys doing today?
We're doing great, brother.
Hey, listen, what a great day. I mean, you got Mother's Day. I had my daughter's fourth birthday party yesterday. The Sixers made up for the Father's Day massacre last year. It's a great day to be a Sixers fan today.
Really? I mean, it's exactly it, brother. Like, think about from Father's Day to Mother's Day. It's beautiful. Yeah. It's symmetric, Joe.
It is. It is. And honestly, and my poor daughter, I woke her up screaming at the TV when Maxie threw that alley-oop from midcourt.
Oh, my God. But how about
that kid? Dude, he's the steal of all steals.
Yeah,
in any pro sport. He's unreal.
I know. Hey, dude, how much do you love him? So, like, seriously. Like, you know, watch him. Every time I watch this kid play, he makes me smile. Smile at this kid. Oh, my God. He plays with such joy.
No, he does. And he seems like just so genuine. And
he does. Yes.
Loves playing basketball. He always talks about his mother. He's always got a smile on his face.
He's the best.
Yes.
Yeah. He's the greatest. You know,
and I'm not gonna keep beating the dead horse, you know, with the whole MVP, you know, Joel not winning it. We all know it's a crock. It's a joke. The one thing that does concern me though is the foul shots. I know we've always had an issue in the playoffs, even going back to that run in 2012 with Iggy and all that stuff. But, you know, I think, you know, they're going to be fine. They're going to win in seven. I really do believe that. You know, you got Embiid coming back. And also, too, with Embiid not winning the MVP, he looks at that stuff. That is the fuel that drives him. And he is going to be a monster for the Heat coming late in this series. I think, you know, sixes and seven, maybe six. But, you know, hey, Tunis, play the song!
What's great is that it never gets old, and I'm watching you tap your pen to it.
Yeah.
And I love it.
It's so catchy, man.
I love it.
By the way, real quick, can I give a yo?
Of course.
Because we got a yo.
Yo.
A yo to Lauren, number one Sixers fan who just stopped by during the last break.
We love Lauren.
She heard me say we need car flags, and what did she give you and I?
Car flags.
Car flags.
Thank you, Lauren.
So I'm going to have a car flag for the ride home today.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Strong, Lauren. Strong.
I wasn't driving in 01 when the car flags were around.
Man, how great is that?
So I could do the car flag, man.
Fantastic. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Keep it right here. It's a great day across the Delaware Valley. There he is. Look at John. How much would you love to just hit whack him one time? Just on GP. What you just love?
Wow. By the way, the Fink has checked in.
What's our boy the Fink say?
He tweeted 3 days ago. Ant is feeling it already. We're in for one. Meatball bet with Mom John. That was 3 days ago.
See that? Fink is the witness that the Fugazi Kincaid, Mom Kincaid, Fink is a witness. He tweeted it 3 days ago. Mom Kincaid can't weasel out. Oh, let's talk about Meineke. Yes, Meineke. We are, you know, my moms of the world need Meineke. We all need Meineke because, listen, as we celebrate 50 years of service and trust for Meineke, we're at a very difficult time when it comes to your vehicle. Their inventory is at a premium. We need them. We need to make sure that we take care of our vehicles. That's where Meineke comes in. Right now, get 50% off brake pads and shoes. Receive $10 off any full synthetic oil change. That comes with a free tire rotation. Check engine light on. Head to Meineke for a free check engine scan. Meineke does it all. Exhaust system, steering and suspension, oil changes, tires and wheels. Family vacation is going to be sooner than you think. Head to Meineke for a complimentary AC check and a vehicle safety inspection. Meineke for all of your auto repair needs.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. Oh, there you go. Tomorrow we're going to be out of our minds. I don't think I can't wait for game
you
five.
Fly, you want to fly down to Miami?
I got news for you.
All right.
You got people. You know that.
What's up, Vince?
We got other people, too.
You can get down to Miami.
We got some.
That'd be nice.
We got some jet setters. You know what I'm saying, Jonas?
That'd be cool.
First of all, they don't even deserve a team because they don't show up until the second quarter.
No, and that's going to be great with Embiid.
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. Because that's what I thought. I thought that actually was going to play into their favor
Dude,
in game
I'm
one.
I'm trying to think about this game. Like, I'll be honest with you. So after the game, after the celebration of the weekend, I start thinking about the matchup, right? Like, all right, how's this going to play out? And with Embiid... in the lineup. It's kind of like what we thought, but it's even, to be honest with you, they look even more dominant. I thought they would win with Embiid in the lineup, right?
Mm-hmm. I thought 6 or 7 games.
And I thought it was a matchup. I thought they would win the series. But I thought it was going to be a battle.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's funny. Unless it's one of their hero goes off type of thing.
Right.
One of their shooters, the only way they can win is if one of their shooters goes wild. So maybe that happens in one of the three games. But I don't think it could happen in 2 of the 3.
No, I don't think so either.
And that's with Jimmy playing flawless.
And remember, I said it earlier, as much as I love Jimmy Butler and how dominant he was last year with his 40 points, they traded 3s for 2s toward the end. And Harden was hitting his 3s, Butler was hitting his 2s. They kept on running away with it. Hi, Bobby.
Real quick, I want to run this with Bob.
Hi, Andy. Hi, Anthony.
Bobby.
Yes.
All right, so I was thinking about this after the initial jubilation of the weekend. Now, you know, I thought I was all over them with Embiid, right? You're about it, right? But I have to tell you, they seem more dominant with Embiid in the game, all right? More dominant than I even thought they would be. The only way Miami beats them 2 or 3 is if their shooters go nuts, right?
And it's been a shooting series, right? I mean, it's been like a 3-point series. Miami shot well the first 2 games down there, hit 3s, they win. Sixers come back here, hit 3s, they win.
But Embiid wasn't on the floor the first 2 games.
Exactly. So hopefully that changes, that dynamic of the home team hitting 3s and winning. Hopefully that changes with Embiid. Yeah, it was noticeable on Friday night that they got out on shooters because if they were going to get beat off the dribble.
Didn't matter, you had a rim protector.
Back there. Yeah, so it's a weird series, though, like that it's such a shooter series. Which bodes well for the Sixers. Even though Miami might be the better shooting team, you have the dominant big man.
Right, and I keep going back to it. I go, I don't think Miami can go nuts 2 of the 3 games. They can go nuts 1 game, but I don't think they go nuts 2 of the 3 games.
No.
That's the kind of vibe I'm getting. I mean, look, Hero's the only one. Strus, nothing. He's giving you nothing. Vincent, nothing, really.
I'm wondering if Spoelstra goes to Hero in the starting lineup.
Yeah, I can see it.
You know, I mean, although he's getting 3-pointer, he's getting 34 minutes a game, so he's getting starter minutes. It's
right,
not a big
right,
deal
well,
that way.
I'm going to do Maxi anyway. Right?
Yeah, but do you throw him in the starting lineup? Now, he might be more advantageous getting minutes against the Sixers.
Well, I don't know what you call those
guys. I don't know what you call those guys when Doc Rivers, you know, waves his finger and calls them. Are they subs? Because they're not very good right now.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, I really do think that Eric Spoelstra has said, I don't know what I can do right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. Like, I always try to look from the opponent's angle.
Exactly.
I'm a big believer in that, to try to figure out what happens. What do I got to defend against? And I look at them, and that's why we like to match up with Miami. We both did.
Yeah.
The 3 of us did. And we all like to match up. I don't know what they can do. It scares me because I'm not really afraid.
It's like I said on the morning show today. All right, you got Joel, if you're Miami. Joel Embiid, we have to stop him defensively. Oh, and then there's Tobias Harris, who's playing his best basketball. Oh, there's James Harden, who just went for 31. Tyrese Maxey, my God, he had 38 in his first real start as a playoff player. Oh, and then there's this Danny Green guy who hit 4-6 3-pointers the other night. Like, what do you do? Whereas the Sixers, okay, Jimmy Butler, we're going to try Tobias on him and Embiid on him. He'll probably get his, but after that, Tyler Hero.
Right,
exactly.
He's got to work for it. And you look at him, especially with Lowry on one leg.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, he shouldn't even be out there. I almost feel bad for him. Like, he shouldn't be out there. So, I just think they are the better team. And this isn't reactive from what happened last night or the last two games.
No, it's with Embiid.
They just, yeah.
It's with
They're
Embiid.
The better team.
The matchup's there.
Yep. So
who do you want to, now, it's funny, are you keeping an eye on Boston, Milwaukee?
I watched every second of every game. Yeah, hopefully they beat the hell out of each other. Whoever comes out of that series is going to be playing good basketball. They're going to be playing real good basketball.
You know, I don't want to ever do that because it's 2-2. But, man, I feel real good right now, brother.
Yeah, so do I. Sixers in 6.
I like it.
Ah, that's nice. Can I ask you something, Andy?
Yes.
Nah, I won't ask you. I'll let other people ask you.
Play the song. Play the song. He's back there.
Wait, did I get my boy? Just go play the song? Can it be? My man.
Love you, Bobby. Stay warm out there.
Yeah.
In the song.
Stay away from the guy in the sweater, my mom. Stay away from my mom. Get the audio. Stick that audio up your keister, my mom. Glenn, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, what's up, boys? What's happening, man?
What's up, G?
Oh, listen, it was a beautiful weekend. Even though Friday, Chinnis did have his, you know, scratching my head, and you know, he had his you know, down a little bit. You know, he was a Debbie Downer. You know,
I'm in a dark place, man.
I'm born again.
Well, hey, listen, two wins will do that to you. Well, it's actually just the presence of Joel coming back. You know, shine the light on the whole situation. But you know, it's funny. Real quick before I get to my Sixer stuff. I'm not the biggest Flyer guy, but now that the Islanders just fired Barry Trotz, right? It's like the sixth. I mean, the Flyers got to hire that guy, right? I don't know.
They could put you there, Glenn.
Maybe.
I think you do a better job.
I don't know, but I don't know. Just a quick thought there. I just saw that the Islanders just fired that guy. But anyway, the funny thing is, and the thing that killed me 2 years ago in the bubble when Bam went nuts was that he had all these pundits saying, and all these, you know, basketball guys saying that Bam Adebayo is the best center in the Eastern Conference and everything. And I was just like,
I know. Are you kidding me?
Two years ago, I was just scratching my head. I'm like, are you kidding me? I was like, just like totally befuddled about that whole. I mean, Bam is a nice player.
Yeah, he's a good ball player. Yeah, he's right.
But I'm like, the best center in the Eastern. And I was I keep on thinking about that. It was just crazy, and now you see that his presence. You know, come on, he's a flea on Joel, right? I mean, he's still a nice player, but come on, man, it was out of control. And I know you guys were just talking about it with Bobby, right? You know, Lowry is killing, you know, and he's hurt, and he probably shouldn't play for the Heat's best interest. I mean, so if Miami does switch their lineup, and you know, you get a guy like Duncan Robinson, and all these, listen, and we've seen it, the role players play better at home, and obviously,
yes. And so Danny Green here, yep, I agree. Right.
And so that's the only thing that does concern me. Even with Embiid out on the floor, I mean, you get home. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen Gabe Vincent light us up at times too.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you know, it's just. I just hope that they can bring the defensive intensity. I think the Sixers got to win in six, because I think if it goes seven, that's a tall ask to win game seven on the road. So I think they got to keep the momentum going. I mean, hopefully Danny Green just keeps on shooting. I didn't see him shoot that bad during the regular season in those first two. I mean, he had wide open looks.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, right? He did, but he had even more wide. Like, the difference in Embiid, it's a tick, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was open, but with Embiid, he's a tick open longer, and I think that's the difference. I mean, I think, you know, set fire.
I mean, and you don't have these guys. I mean, the rotations are coming a little bit slower because they're coming from double teams instead of, you know, the guys rotating over to the next shooter and stuff like that. So, you know, you're right. He probably does have a little bit more time. And it's just, I think I heard you guys touch on this earlier. And I've been saying it the weekend, you know, especially after you saw game three and four. When Butler is dominating the ball, now I think I heard you say he had to because the other guys were struggling scoring. But
also because Lowry, see, when Lowry's hurt, he really has to be the creator.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. So but I think that actually almost works in our benefit. You know what I mean? Let Jimmy go have 35, 40, as long as the other guys aren't destroying you. So
let's
hope we can keep that keep it going on, because I tell you what, it's so much fun when the Sixers are playing well and when Embiid, and you know, because listen, I have some people were saying, like, oh, here we go again, Embiid can't stay healthy, but I mean, listen, you cannot take anything from this guy. He's playing with all kinds of
bang up. I don't want to hear that. That's
I don't want to hear it again. You know,
I agree.
So you're not a,
you're not a true sportsman if you're going to just keep on knocking the guy.
I got to go. I agree with you, brother. Good stuff, man. Good stuff, G. Listen, you know, you can't call it. This injury-prone nonsense is ridiculous.
Yeah, because it's his fault that he got elbowed in the face.
Well, cheap shot and broke his orbital bone.
Right, stop. Exactly. It's ridiculous.
I did some ESPN thing. I don't know. It was like last Saturday It's last Saturday, in fact. It was when the news broke. And it was Saturday night, the night of the draft. And the guy was talking about, see, he's injury prone. I'm going, no, how could you call him injury prone when you take a shot like that? You take a shot like that. And what are you going to do? You're going to broken orbital bone.
Oh, he's soft.
I mean, I don't understand that. I don't get it. Look, you know, I mean, a thumb is, like, that's just stuff that happens. Wear and tear. It's a
right,
long
exactly.
series.
It's a long season.
The whole thing, he's played a lot. I mean, you know, he's not some brittle dude.
No, it just sucks that it was also a concussion, which is why he missed the time. If it was just the orbital bone, maybe he would have missed the first game, but he was concussed.
Right.
So he had to go to concussion protocol, which is why he missed the first two games.
Exactly. Let's go to Dougie. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Dougie. Yo, Doug.
Yeah, man, you know what it's like? You know what it's like with Bam? It's like when you're at the bar with your friends and you're that one friend who's just like wild and crazy. He's just like having so much fun. Funniest guy on the planet. He's yucking it up. He's like getting all big about everything. Then his girlfriend walks in and you just see him slump in his chair a little bit and he's just like kind of quiet looking around. That's Bam. Soon as Joe, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I know
like,
exactly.
He was
what you're
yucking
talking
it up
about.
Those
yes.
first two games.
Yeah, he was feeling strong.
And then Joe comes
feeling
in.
Strong.
Yeah, exactly. Like Bam's great. Don't get me wrong. Like I think he's cool, but like you see how different it is when Joe is on the floor. And I believe, and you guys can correct me, but I don't think he scored like the bulk of his points when Joe was on the floor. I think he did that when Joe was off the floor.
That's right.
It's Paul Reed.
That's right.
So.
You're
yeah,
right
exactly.
On,
so, like, I gotta tell you, bro, the momentum for me, I'm feeling like we're taking it in six games here. So, I think we take care of business tomorrow.
I think you might be right. I mean, you're feeling it, and by the way, like you got to be in their head right now, like in a big way, because you have.
Oh my God!
You're
right. Yeah.
Beat on the floor.
Yeah, and I'll ask you a question, cuz I got two more things, like quick things, but like, do you think the offensive rebounding is because, like, you know, the lack of offensive rebounding is because they want to get quick back on D because they know that the Heat are going to run up the court?
Well, part of it, too, is that they're in a zone, which makes it easier to board.
Yeah.
Miami's in a zone.
Hey, and one quick thing. Yeah, I mean, I feel like
you know when you're in a zone like that, it's easier to protect the glass. Look, the Sixers have gone to a zone at times too.
I got you
because of that.
Hey, one thing about the song, man.
Yeah,
like that feeling, that well of emotion when you know that the game is locked for us, and you're just waiting to hear the song at home, dude. When they play the song, dude, it is just like that well of emotion. You're just
the crowd got loud. Right when it started playing yesterday,
it was awesome. It really was. Dougie, great
stuff.
I
was shocked that they played it so early. Yeah,
they've been doing
that
anytime, hey, brother. Make sure you keep calling.
It's a signal. Hey, we won this game.
It is. It is. It is a signal, and it's the perfect time.
You know, playing Harry Callis's High Hopes is awesome, but you have to wait till the game's over in baseball, right? Basketball. When you're up eight. With 13 seconds left.
Yes.
Unless Reggie Miller's on the other on the other team, like you can start playing it.
Right. Let's go to Jose. You're on 97.5 the Fanatic. Yo, Jose.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Jose?
I'm good. First time listener. No, first time caller.
Well, welcome,
long
buddy.
Long time listener. My point is, I have friends, right, saying, you know, Heat and four, you know, and B was hurt, Heat and four. And I've been, like, telling them every day, like, when this is six and been playing the Heat, I've been posting on my page, on my Instagram, Sixers and six or seven.
Nice. Yeah. Well, guess what? You serious?
Oh, my God. Come on.
You know what? Sorry, Jose. Do me a favor. Next time, a little quieter joint.
Yeah. Listen, if Embiid's not playing, it could have been Heat in four.
Yeah. Listen, take the best player off the team.
Yeah, any team.
Right? Like, yeah. And again, especially him, you take the should-be MVP
that's still ridiculous.
Off the team. This is what you got. Julian. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic Jules.
Hey, yo, Anthony. Hey, yo, Jonas.
What's up, Jules?
Harden played his freaking, he played his tail off last night, man.
Yes, he did, man.
Finally. Yeah. So, I know you're about omens and stories. Let me give you a little story right quick. So, 2 weeks ago was my little cousin's birthday, and I wanted to get him a jersey, a Sixers jersey. And I wanted to get him a maxi jersey, but he wears a size small. There's no more smalls at the Dick's store that I go to get the jersey. All they had left that was small was a red Harden jersey.
Oh.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to grab him the red Harden jersey.
Do it.
And I grabbed him a hat. Boom. Gave it to him for his birthday.
My man.
And my uncle, his grandfather, he gave him a Spectrum Harden jersey.
My man.
He wore the Spectrum Harden jersey to the game last night. He was at the game with his mom and his pop. They were at the game.
That's awesome.
And Harden balled out, man. I tweeted you guys a picture of him in his Spectrum Harden jersey.
Jules, man, that's the best.
Man, I agree with the last guy. Sixers and six. Jonas Brothers song!
There you go, Jules! Play that freaking song! Hey, Judas.
You're the play the song guy, right?
I am that play the song guy. That's correct. You know what's funny? Anthony goes, Daddy, one of my friends showed a picture of you. You had your sunglasses.
I'm a superstar. Like, that's what you were yelling. I'm a motherfucking superstar. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Do they know? Your kids?
No.
You can have a good time on the radio.
Yeah. I'm a clown? No.
What'd you call yourself once? A dancing bear?
I'm a dancing bear. I am.
They have any idea?
I'm a dancing bear. You don't know. Like you all treat me that way anyway.
No,
you, Chuck.
I don't do that.
All you.
I just like reading you the tweets.
Just go ahead. Let them go. That's what you do. Nah, all right. You think I'm lying to you guys? Hey,
put you in a cage.
That's right. Go perform.
That's where you don't go home after the show. We lock you up.
Yeah, with Uncle Frank. Hey, listen, we're excited to be here at the Green Valley Country Club for the annual Travel Rally Day and Montco Golf Classic, hosted by our friends at the Valley Forge Tourism and Convention Board. There you go, Bobby. How about one for your boy? This event is held every year to celebrate the U.S. Travel Association's annual National Travel and Tourism Week and the hospitality industry in Montgomery County. Come out, say hello as we celebrate the undeniable hospitality in Montgomery County. Did you know, Montco, that it's the third largest county in Pennsylvania? It's home to more than 50 of the most historic, beautiful public golf courses and private clubs in the Northeast, 80 hotels, 1,600 restaurants, more than 30 award-winning breweries, wineries, and distilleries, historical sites like the Valley Forge National Historical Park, and much more. Celebrate National Travel and Tourism Week. Visit valleyforge.org to see everything Montco has to offer.
Fanatic Sports Update.
We've got a new series. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by the National Alliance.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
A 7'2" monster in the whole city of Philadelphia. That's all you did. You woke up a giant. All you're going to do is run into the bus hall. And you know what? With that being said, tune us, play the damn song.
Out of point, Paul. Who let you out? Uncle Frank.
Who let you out?
Stumbling here. Harry Ace. It's a very bad idea.
Who let you out of the cage?
Myself. I got to work.
It's Uncle Frank. He's live. Here, he came here. They let you out of the cage. What'd you get? Did you get a treat?
Listen, I'm a fighter. I told you. If I finish.
So, wait, I didn't know this. You were actually loose on games one and games two?
Yes. Wait a minute. When did it all happen? I don't know. I forget.
But you were loose when they lost.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I asked you. I asked the audience, can somebody find Uncle Frank for me?
I didn't know this. I was not well.
You were not well. How you feel, by the way?
I'm all right. But you were loose. I can't believe you were loose.
Listen, I'm a foxhole guy.
Where's Emma?
My ass is in that crate.
I need Emma. Don't worry.
Emma's going to make sure.
You better be, like, tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
You are in that crate.
Oh.
I'll fill the bowl with
clear. Me and Uncle Pat were hanging out.
Well, Uncle Pat does the brown.
Yes. I do the clear.
Uncle Pat does the brown. Uncle Frank does the clear. We differentiate you guys.
All good. It's all good.
Well, it's great, brother.
It's elation,
how about elation,
I tell you.
How about the Embiid? He's amazing, right?
And he with the mask.
Yeah, it's the best,
he's
right?
He's brilliant.
He's the greatest.
He's brilliant.
Mask will look good on you.
And Harden, well, you know, he's... It's just on.
It is on. So be careful. Thank you, Uncle Frank.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wow.
Wow, you got zapped from the studio. I saw the lightning bolt. Just missed him. Put a hole in the ground. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Michael.
Anthony.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on? Anthony, first time, long time, man.
Welcome, brother. Welcome.
I'm so happy, man. It's unexplainable, the joy I have right now.
Yeah, bro.
I got a little comparison what Joel Embiid reminded me of. Did you ever see the movie Hacksaw Ridge?
No, I don't think I have.
It's a war movie, but he's a conscientious objector. He goes up the mountain. They fail at taking the mountain. And then he brings a bunch of guys back down to, you know, saves them. And then all of them going up for the second time. And they want him to come up. They need him to come up. They need him to be there. Embiid brings everyone back. They need him.
I like that.
It's a good great analogy, movie, Michael. Man. You got to watch it, dude.
I will. I will definitely watch it.
Shunas, congratulations on the baby.
Oh, thank you.
I'll play your song.
Give me his first words, man. I know it. Best. Play the song.
Cooper's going to come out. Mommy, play the song. That's awesome.
God. Yeah, we're hanging out way too much.
Ra! Hello, we're really. Yo, Ra! What's going on, Ra?
How you doing? Man, I am pumped. I was here last night with my son for the game. You know, early school in the morning, I was like, dude, we're going. This is it. We're coming back.
That's great fatherhood right there.
Yes, they cannot stop the phantom of the comeback, right? That's what we're calling this thing, the Phantom.
I like Phantom of the Process, like the Phantom of the Process.
All right, the Phantom of the Process.
Yeah.
Last time we went to a big game was Father's Day, Game 7, Atlanta. Like you said, you laid it out just earlier. I was like, man, I forgot about that. Brought back some depression, but last night made it all up, man. I cannot wait. We're going to the championship.
You know, isn't it amazing how life works, right? Like, that you have this happening on Father's Day involving this guy. And then the next day, he quits, right? Next day, he quits on Embiid.
Yes.
It's amazing. And it's amazing that the guy who quit, think about it. You're Embiid. You carry this team. You got guys quitting on you. everything, and you don't win the MVP? I mean, that's a disgrace.
Oh, they can take their VORP and shove it up there. You know what, man?
Yeah,
Embiid is the MVP. And before I go, before I say what I'm going to say, I got one song for us before that.
What we got?
Oh, all right, there we go, baby.
I love the Phantom. Yeah, the organ.
The Phantom.
It's strong.
Tunis, play that song.
I told you that on Friday. It was going to be with the organ.
Yes.
It's going to be a haunted house with the heat.
That's awesome.
Right? Laurel, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Yo, Laurel. Laurel.
There we go, it's Lero.
Hello.
Listen to today. What's up, Julius?
What's
up, man?
What you doing, man? What's going on?
I'm great, bro. I'm great, man. I'm great. All I know is Tyrese Maxey is a problem. For him to be so young, I mean, I know we got to give MVP'd, as I like to call him. We got to give all credit, but that young guy, Maxey, man, his poise and his grit, like I said, especially for game three, for him to have a donut and then come back in the second half with 21, I don't know how many young guys.
Dude, I hear you. You're right. You're right on, man.
It's major, bro, man. I love y'all show. If it was ever queuing up y'all music, it's phenomenal, even through the commercials, bro.
That's the Tunis.
That's the Tunis. The Tunis is a problem, man. He is a problem.
He's like Maxey. He's a problem.
Yeah.
He's got the same demeanor, too. It's impossible to get mad at him. My brother,
yeah, man.
Great stuff, man.
This is my first time calling.
Play it! That's good. What a day.
Back at it tomorrow, man.
From Green Valley.
Game day.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be game day. Wow. Butterfly. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a great ride, great week across the Delaware Valley. Stay tuned. Mikey Mitz. The General Jen coming up next. We love you. Be careful.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.